Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
Our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. In just a few hours, the first legal same-sex marriage ceremonies will begin in California. In San Francisco, special vows are being prepared for ceremonies taking place at City Hall.
The civil ceremony marriage vows that they have given us does not have a reference for gender. It will have a pronouncing a couple spouses for life, and this will be also for straight couples as well as same-sex couples.
Believed to be the first in line for the marriages today are Phyllis Lyon and Del Martin, who have been in a relationship for more than 50 years. Despite the state Supreme Court's action to legalize same-sex marriage, Brian Brown with the National Organization for Marriage says he does not believe this is what most of the people in the state want.
People are amazed that this has happened, and the common sense of Californians, they want to get out there and be able to vote and have their voice heard.
Opponents of same-sex marriage are hoping for a change to the state's constitution that will appear on the November ballot that will overturn that Supreme Court ruling. Floodwaters are slowly receding in parts of the Midwest as others sandbag along the Mississippi River. As the people of Iowa deal with record flood levels, the AP's Sagar Magani reports President Bush will soon be paying a visit to the region.
Press Secretary Dana Perino announced the visit as the president was wrapping up his week-long tour here in Europe. She says it's undetermined just where he will go. The president spoke about the floods twice on this trip, saying he knows people are hurting and his administration's doing what it can to help.
The White House does not have to go public with what may be millions of missing emails. A judge has ruled the office that has the documents is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. The Supreme Court has made it easier for some foreigners who overstay their visas to seek to remain in the U.S. legally. The court has ruled that someone who is here illegally may withdraw his voluntary agreement to leave and continue to try to change his status while in the U.S. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow now down 49 points. This is AP Radio News. An unbelievable U.S. Open, and the ending is yet to be written. Tiger Woods gritted it out to the final shot in the final round to force an 18-hole playoff today with Rocco Mediate, just 8 weeks after having knee surgery. After his round, Tiger said he was in pain throughout the tournament.
Did it get better? No. I took some things to relieve that, so I feel a little bit better now.
As for Mediate, he's excited about today's playoff.
I got to get excited to play. I get to play against the best player that ever played. Whatever happens, happens. I'm happy that I'm here, and I will give it everything I have and see what we do.
This will be the first U.S. Open playoff since 2001. Tiger Woods has never lost a major tournament while holding a share of the lead in the final round. Mediate has never won a major. Leona Helmsley's dog doesn't have as much money as it used to have. A judge in New York has reduced the dog's trust fund from $12 million to $2 million. The rest of the money will go to Helmsley's charitable foundation. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Garmin. With a Garmin Nuvi, you'll know where you are. And with turn-by-turn spoken directions, you'll know where you're going. As you navigate life, follow the leader. Get a Garmin.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
Hillary approaches the end of her road
by congratulating Senator Obama and his supporters on the extraordinary race that they have run.
And the healing process begins.
I congratulate her on the race that she has run throughout this contest.
Just how much damage was done.
Democrats are throwing the election away. For what? An inadequate blackmail?
Listen, learn, activate your passion here. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartland Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is Tom Hartman.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Now, speaking from behind the good old working class stainless steel microphone, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, and following up on last week's Supreme Court ruling, following up on the hysterical bloviations, particularly of Newt Gingrich. What's this guy doing on national television? He's not even in political office. He's a hack, a political hack and a has-been, who's paid a stipend by Fox News and hangs out with the McCain campaign, and he's being treated like, one of the leading commentators on American policy, etc. And he comes on to Face the Nation or Meet the Press or whatever it was, makes these outrageous, statements, never gets challenged on them. We will share with you some clips from that and some follow-up on what this has to do with the Constitution in just a moment. First, Jeremy Scahill is in town. He's speaking today at noon before the Pacific time. It's now a little after 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern time. He's going to be speaking today at noon before the World Affairs Council of Oregon at the Mac Club. It's sold out, by the way, for our Portland listeners. He's also the author of Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army, an extraordinary book of, I forget the old phrase, but anyway, it's an extraordinary, well done.
It's a long book, too.
It's a long book, yeah. It actually, it's irrefutable is the mind-boggling thing about it. I was astounded when I interviewed the number two guy at Blackwater, and he said he didn't know much about you.
Right. Well, no. What he actually said was that I don't know anything about Blackwater. You interviewed Martin Strong, who's the vice president of the company. And after he was on your show, I actually emailed Ann Terrell, the spokesperson for Blackwater, and reminded her that Blackwater has never granted me an official interview with any of its executives. And I said, seeing that Mr. Strong believes I know absolutely nothing about Blackwater, I look forward to my interviews with Eric Prince, Joseph Schmitz, Kofor Black, Mr. Strong himself. I never heard back from them.
Yeah. Yeah. Surprise!
I was surprised that they came on your show, Tom. They usually spend their time talking to the O'Reillys of the world.
Yeah, Well, I don't know what happened, but you know, we got a good one. It was interesting. As the Supreme Court is pulling in the string on the Bush administration and basically saying, no, you have to do these things legally, you have to do these things, and now McClatchy Newspapers has done this investigation finding extraordinary amounts and levels of physical and psychological torture happening, particularly at Bagram Air Force Base, in Guantanamo Bay and other places, detainees under U.S. Custody. Much of what happened at Abu Ghraib and others seems to be that there were contractors involved in this stuff. To what extent is there a contractor link into this, and how might that be used in the future, particularly if these companies develop offshore operations,
right,
to get around the Supreme Court ruling by, you know, if God forbid, John McCain were elected and we maintain this kind of semi-fascist, neo-fascist route of turning everything over to corporations and having basically a lawless state?
Well, the way I see it is that the Guantanamo and torture policy is one fist, and then the unaccountable mercenaries, that's the other fist. I mean, this is an accountability-free zone right now that Bush and his cronies are operating. On the one hand, you have the lowest people on the pole being hit for Abu Ghraib and torture policies, the people that set the policies for it, and the contractors that are alleged to have been involved with it, nothing happens to them. And then on the flip side, you have prisoners that are being detained with no access to any kind of human rights. Finally, the Center for Constitutional Rights was able to win this victory, and it was a narrow victory at the Supreme Court, granting the right of habeas corpus to these individuals. But at the same time, we have an army of 180,000 so-called private contractors in Iraq that have not been held accountable under any law whatsoever. Tens of thousands of them are armed individuals. And so some legal analysts have argued that the Blackwaters of the world could be classified as, in fact, enemy combatants. But the whole point of this system,
but they won't
is
be.
That no, they won't be. But in terms of a sort of if using the Bush administration's logic,
right. Using the Bush administration's logic, you and I could be termed enemy combatants.
Well, I mean, we I was with Cy Hirsch the other night in New York, and Cy said in a very somber way, we have never had a government like this in the history of the country. And what he was implying is we've never had a government that has so aggressively tried to quash civil rights, civil liberties. I mean, look, people say, well, could we have a coup in this country? Would that we had a political leader in Washington that would make these guys think they needed to enact a coup? It's a quiet coup.
I would submit to you that the coup happened in 2000. It was done by the Supreme Court. And then it happened again in 2004. And the question is, are we going to unwind the coup? And I would disagree with Cy Hirsch. I would say the John Adams administration was nearly as bad, or arguably worse, because he was shutting down newspapers and putting newspaper publishers in jail for saying things like that he was balding. But nonetheless.
Well, Paul Bremer was doing that in Iraq.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's quite a stretch, you know, to go all the way back to John Adams to
right,
the
second
to go, president.
Right, you have to go very
far. Yeah. But the issue that this raises is privatization. You know, the old Mussolini standard that fascism is when government and corporate functions merge. I mean, that was the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition up until 1987, when the dictionary company was sold to a multinational corporation, was that fascism was the merger of state and business and interests combined with belligerent nationalism. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing here. And you made the point earlier when we were talking to KPOJ that 70% of our intelligence service is now private corporations like Blackwater?
Right. The combined budget of the 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, we don't know exactly what that number is because it's a black budget, somewhere between $40 and $60 billion, perhaps even more. 70% of that is in the hands of private contractors. These are for-profit corporations that are involved at every level of the gathering and presentation of U.S. intelligence.
And these corporations have as their first goal to make money.
Right.
So what happens if a private corporation says, you know, the way that we'll make the most money is if we have a war someplace. So let's give information to George W. Bush, who's inclined to have a war anyway. Let's give him information that Iraq or Iran is developing weapons of mass destruction so that he'll go have his war so that we'll get another couple $100 billion in contracts, which is exactly what happened. Everybody's talking about, well, the intelligence was so bad. Well, if 70% of the intelligence was corporate,
right,
Is this a science fiction scenario, Jeremy Scahill?
I mean, look, you have what are called green badgers walking around the CIA, people who have been given a security clearance, but they're from private corporations. Eric Prince, the owner of Blackwater, has been allowed to walk around U.S. intelligence agencies and essentially push Blackwater's goods and services. That's standard across the board. I mean, we have never had such a radically privatized society in this country, and now it's at the most sensitive levels. If I was a traditional conservative, if I was a John McCain supporter, this would outrage me, because what is to prevent a company from injecting tainted intelligence into the presidential daily briefing or another intelligence forum?
Well, that's my question. What if it's already happened? The war in Iraq is the result of this?
No one has really taken on this aspect of it, because people just say, oh, well, it was the CIA and faulty intelligence. That's a tiny, tiny part of the narrative, and it's a dramatic oversimplification. We need to investigate what companies were involved with the presentation of intelligence to the Bush administration and to the Congress in the lead up to the invasion and occupation of Iraq. We know that these companies have been deeply involved with this, and the fact that we see this cronyism, these no-bid contracts, the billions of dollars paid to companies run by the president's friends, these are serious questions. No one has investigated this.
And the 70% number, that's, explain that.
It's 70% of the combined budget of the 16 intelligence agencies in the United States
is ending up in the pockets of private contractors.
Yeah,
so we don't know.
70% of the business is being farmed out to the private sector, and
right.
Over half of the National Clandestine Service, they're contractors.
Over half of the National Clandestine Service. So we don't have any specific way of knowing how much of the information that went to George Bush's desk, you know, from the memo, the infamous August 6th memo, Bin Laden, determined strike in the U.S.
How much of that came via
private corporations?
We don't know, but I think that the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence in the House should aggressively be investigating this, because there is no question that for-profit corporations are involved with this.
Barack Obama introduced legislation to either stop or highlight this. Are there any other members of Congress? I would think Russ Feingold would be all over this. I think Henry Waxman would be all over it, Pat Leahy. I mean, are there members of Congress who are actively looking into this?
I would say that the single strongest member of Congress on this issue is Representative Jan Schakowsky in the House, who happens to be on the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Jan Schakowsky has been the single most aggressive legislator in the Congress on this. She understands it hands down better than any other member of Congress.
She's been on this program a couple of times talking about these issues broadly, but she's perceived as a lone voice and not a particularly high-profile voice.
She's a national campaign co-chair of Obama's campaign and certainly has sway there. I'm hoping she'll press
that's
him.
That's a great sign. Yeah. Well, now you're giving us a little hope here, Jeremy. Jeremy Scahill, he's the author, now out in paperback, winner of the George Polk Book Award, Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army. And, Jeremy, thanks a lot for coming out
today. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for everything you do.
Well, and everything you're doing. Great to have you with us. We'll be back with Newt Gingrich and Antonin Scalia. Stick around. No.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184. or log on to NorthValleyMechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
There's a program on 1480 KPHX on Saturdays at 1 p.m. called Desert Politics, brought to you by the Maricopa County Democratic Party. This program gets to the issues that face our cities, our county, and our state. Talk with the people who identify the problems, suggest solutions, and pass the legislation. We'll discuss those things happening at the Capitol that you don't hear discussed anywhere else. Just for fun, we'll mine the legislative archives for those quotes and bills that will make you scratch your head wondering what they're thinking. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 1480 KPHX for Desert Politics.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Local media connects local businesses with local customers, or at least it should. While corporate radio thumbs their noses at Main Street, 1480 KPHX specializes in working with Valley-owned businesses that are competing against the chain and megastores. Keep progressive talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsors directory at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Where's all the freedom that we're fighting for? Is it still our creed from shore to shore? After a soldier fights, should we read him his new rights? There's not that many to read anymore. Where's all the freedom that we're fighting for?
21 minutes past the hour.
Yeah, good question. Where is that?
It's actually not all that funny. Jeremy Scale, by the way, has a piece in today's L.A. Times, Blackwater's Bright Future, that is really worth reading. Check it out. Bill Kristol says that, well, in fact, before I get to this, let me share with you Newt Gingrich on TV this weekend. Again, what are the corporate, why did the corporate media give this guy any airtime? I mean, he's disgraced. He's out of office for a long, long time. Americans are over this kind of divisive, angry, hateful, lying politics. And yet here's Newt Gingrich over the weekend on Face the Nation.
This court decision is a disaster, which could cost us a city.
Could cost us a city. Newt, do you know something we don't know? I'm hearing a lot of this rhetoric now from the right. That this, you know, in fact, Scalia, in the decision itself, he said this court decision will cause the death of more Americans. Does that mean that, does that mean you guys have a false flag operation ready? Or does that mean that there's another one of these things where the president is getting memos saying Bin Laden determined to strike on August or September or October? Is this the kind of deal that your daddy George cut with the Iranians to hold the hostages so that Jimmy Carter would lose the presidency and we'd have the first Republican president in a while? I mean, what's the deal here? So Newt Gingrich saying this could cost us a city.
And the debate ought to be over whether or not you're prepared to risk losing an American city.
See, there it is again.
On behalf of five lawyers. It was a 5-4 decision.
Five lawyers, five Supreme Court justices. Newt, who were vetted by the Senate, who represent one of the three branches of government whose job is to check the powers of the other two.
And five lawyers have decided...
Five lawyers. No, five Supreme Court justices. You could just as easily say five guys who wear pants. Actually, one of them is a woman, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You could easily say five people who ate mashed potatoes. I mean, what is on it? They are justices of the Supreme Court. Well, he's trying to minimize them the same way they try to minimize Democrats by calling them the Democrat Party.
That the Supreme Court counts more than the Congress and the President combined in national security, that has never been true in American history.
And it's not true now. The Supreme Court is not telling the government how to run the national security policy. They're simply saying that when you do run national security policy, whatever you do and however you do it, you can't violate the Constitution. You can't strip out habeas corpus. You just can't.
That ought to be a principled argument between McCain and Obama about whether or not you're prepared to allow any random nutcake district judge who has no knowledge of national security to set the rules for terrorists.
Right. So, number one, district judges are random and nutcases, the majority of them having been appointed by Republicans and many of them being members of the Federalist Society. Maybe he's right. Secondly, and this was the argument that Scalia made in his dissent in the Supreme Court ruling, was that judges would now be responsible for determining the fate of these detainees. Well, yeah. I mean, for what, 1,000 years or more of common law? I mean, going all the way back to British common law history, it has been judges. That's the whole job of a judge. The judge runs the trial. In the trial, the prosecutors come forward with evidence. The defense comes forward with evidence. The judge runs the trial. The judge or the jury makes the decision. That's the way it's supposed to be, Newt. Somebody needs to let Newt Gingrich know that judges are actually supposed to run trials. And what the Supreme Court said is that if we arrest somebody and throw them in prison, if we arrest you, the listener, you, Newt Gingrich, me, anybody else, if the United States government arrests somebody, the whole point of the Constitution was to limit the power of government, was to say, if this government arrests somebody and says, okay, you know, we're hauling you off, that's it, then that person, then if you are arrested by the Supreme Court, then you have the right to say, prove to me why you think that I should be arrested. That's called habeas corpus. Prove to me that you have some evidence against me. Let me face my accusers in court. Let me have a trial before a judge or jury of my peers. Let me have that trial in a reasonably short time. You know, in England right now, they're fighting over whether they should extend the amount of time that you can hold a, quote, terrorist suspect, end quote, without charging them with a crime from 32 days to 48 days. We've got guys in Guantanamo who've been there 6 years. No charges. And now the McClatchy newspaper is doing this investigation, this very, very, very thorough investigation. And what they have found is absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, they went to several continents, dozens of different countries, interviewed hundreds of people, arguably thousands of people, an 8-month investigation in 11 countries on 3 continents, has found numerous men in the Bagram Air Base, in Guantanamo, in U.S. prisons around the world, and God knows how many of them have been sent off to places like Libya or Egypt to simply be tortured and die. Many of them who actually did die in U.S. detention, who committed no crimes. In fact, many of them were not even our enemies. They were working for us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Bob, and around here, I'm kind of a superhero. I can be anywhere in the world in seconds, do amazing things in the blink of an eye. My superpower? WebEx. WebEx gives me the power to meet and share presentations with anyone, anywhere, without leaving my office. I just talk with clients on the phone, and they can see what's on my PC screen from their PC screen. So we're always on the same page. WebEx is now part of Cisco and used by more than 5 million people every month. Now you can try WebEx free and get a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com, click the radio icon, and enter today to get a free trial and be eligible for the free webcam. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Click the radio icon and enter today.
Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Take it from me. You don't need a cape to be a superhero. Just WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Gay marriage. I'm Sandy Cosell. It becomes legal in California later today, but Brian Brown with the State Office of National Organization for Marriage is looking forward to a November vote that may change that.
The people are going to have their chance to say, we know what marriage is and we want it protected.
Floodwaters are easing in Iowa City and in Cedar Rapids, where this resident is shocked by the condition of her home.
It's hard to believe. You know, you come in your house one day and it's perfectly fine. You walk out your next day and, you know, it's going to be a complete disaster.
Two more deaths are reported, bringing Iowa's death toll from flooding to five. The concern now is along the Mississippi River. Federal judge rules a White House office that has records about possibly missing emails does not have to make them public. How will Tiger Woods' knee hold up with the extra 18 holes he has to play today? He admitted after tying with Rocco Mediate at the U.S. Open yesterday that it was bothering him.
Did it get better? No. I took some things to relieve that, so I feel a little bit better now.
I'm Sandy Cosell.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So, do you use an alarm clock and snooze button in the morning, or are you awakened by the blinding Arizona sun? It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide privacy, UV protection, and make your home more energy efficient. Just think about the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of beautiful fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. Graber blinds are green by nature. For all your shutter and blind needs, or for your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. If you're blinded by the Arizona sunshine, then It's Blind Time. Call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670 today.
Mark your calendar for Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. for YourAutoNetwork.com's Calling All Cars Show. Each week, we'll provide you with money-saving tips on car care and repair and how to get the most miles per dollar. Join us every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Your Auto Network's Calling All Cars Show. And be sure to visit our website at www.YourAutoNetwork.com for the very best automotive services in town.
Hey, Jeff Ferries here. Do you have an annoying leaky faucet, running toilet, or a slow-running drain? Well, now's the time to fix them. Call Parker & Sons. Right now, Parker will waive their diagnostic fee with any minor plumbing repair, and that's a $69 savings. As the winner of the BB Torch Award, you know Parker won't skip on quality, and at that price, you have no excuse. Do what I did. Call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR for Parker and Son.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
He wants to attack Iran.
And that's not change we can believe in.
And he wants to stay in Iraq for 100 years as long as our soldiers aren't dying.
And that's not change we can believe in.
Meanwhile, you're going to be paying $5 a gallon by Labor Day.
And that's not change we can believe in.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Yeah.
McClatchy newspapers, an investigation, 3 continents, 11 countries. Hundreds of people they interviewed, former detainees, guards. Guards said they routinely beat their prisoners to retaliate for Al-Qaeda's 9/11 attacks, unaware that the vast majority of the detainees had little or no connection at all to Al-Qaeda. They had no idea. In fact, they opened today's story with, you know, this is absolutely incredible. They opened today's story, McClatchy Newspapers opens today's story with the story of a guy at Bagram, Nazur Shaman Gul. What did this guy do for a living? He worked as a guard for the U.S., guarding a fuel depot in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, he had a guy that he's described as a tribal rival. We don't know what he's a rival for, maybe for another woman, maybe for a goat, maybe for a plot of land, who knows. But some guy who didn't like him turned him in. And this guy ended up at Guantanamo Bay. Why? How did the U.S. come to hold so many farmers and goat herders among the real terrorists at Guantanamo? The majority of the detainees, this from McClatchy, taken to Guantanamo, came into U.S. custody indirectly. These were not, as Newt Gingrich and all the right-wing bloviators would have you believe, these were not people captured on the field of battle. They were people who were turned in for bounties by locals. Well, here's the story. The majority of the detainees taken to Guantanamo came into U.S. custody indirectly from Afghan troops, warlords, mercenaries, and Pakistani police, who often were paid cash by the number and alleged importance of the men they handed over. Because of the bounties advertised in flyers that the U.S. planes dropped all over Afghanistan in late 2001, there was financial incentive for locals to lie about the detainees' background. Only 33% of the former detainees were initially detained by U.S. forces. Only a third. Of those third, they're looking at 22 out of 66. Of those 22, 17 were Afghans who'd been captured around mid-2002 or later as part of the peacekeeping mission in Afghanistan, a fight that had more to do with counterinsurgency than with terrorism. In other words, many of these people, to the extent that they were fighting against us, were simply saying, get the hell out of my town. But the majority of it was about people looking to settle old grudges in Afghanistan. So they've, for example, they've got this guy, Nazur Shaman Gul. He says, I was punched and kicked at Bagram. At Bagram, they took a man to interrogation at night. The next morning, we would see him brought out on a stretcher looking almost dead. He was held there more than 3 months. American soldiers would walk into the pen where he slept on the floor and ram their combat boots into his back and stomach, Gul said. Two or three of them would come in suddenly, tie my hands, and beat me. He'd cry out, I'm not a terrorist, and beg God for mercy. He was shipped to Guantanamo in the late summer of 2003 and imprisoned there for 3 more years. He wasn't a member of Al-Qaeda. He wasn't a member of the Taliban. He wasn't anything. He was working as a fuel depot guard for the U.S.-based Afghan government. He worked for us. So how did he end up at Guantanamo? A guy he didn't like turned him in and made a quick $1,000. $1,000 being twice the annual income of a person who's actually employed in Afghanistan. I mean, this is how weird and sick and twisted it is. And yet, at the same time, to keep this system in place, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, according to Bill Kristol, are about to introduce legislation to get around the Supreme Court ruling. And here's Lindsey Graham talking about that.
Listen, I think you will see Senator Graham, accompanied by Senator McCain, come to the floor of the Senate very soon, like next week, and say, we cannot let chaos obtain here. We can't let 200 different federal district judges on their own whim call this CIA agent here, say, I don't believe this soldier here who said this guy was doing this. You have to release someone, or let's build up, let's compromise sources and methods with a bunch of trials. I mean, it's ridiculous.
A bunch of trials. It's ridiculous. What? Have due process? Have rule of law in the United States? No, we can't have that. Oh, man. Press in Santa Rosa, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, by the way, our number, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Hey, Press.
Hi, Tom. How are you there?
Good.
Good. Comrade Kristol. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have a request, a comment, and a quick question, and I'll make very slow. I use a lot of speed, okay?
Okay.
With these. Okay, the first request I have of you, perhaps, or perhaps some people that are savvy in this area, when they could put an audio tape together of all the people that used the phrase rule of law back when Clinton was being impeached, Bailey Hutchison.
Press, let me toss it back at you. Put together an audio tape. Send it to me. I'll play it. No, it's a great suggestion. It really is. What was your question?
Especially when Bob Barr seems so moderate and peaceful now. You know what I mean? I remember he was the most rabid one.
Yeah.
But he is constituted. The comment I had was, this is perfect. These right-wingers are so arrogant, they give us our own material for us to use.
Yeah.
How about this, Newt? 5 lawyers put Bush in the White House.
There you go. There you go. Well said, Press. And in fact, it's true. It's true. But it was 5 Supreme Court justices, and that's why it's stuck. You know, the fact that they happen to be lawyers. I mean, it's just, I was astounded that nobody at the network challenged him on his lies, his distortions, his spin, his propaganda. I mean, this is Newt doing propaganda, which he does very well. And nobody challenged him. It was pathetic. James in New Paul's, New York. Hey, James.
Hi, Tom. How's everything?
Just fine.
What's up? Quick comment. You're talking about Homeland Security. You know, this terrible situation that's going on in Iowa. There's a report out. I posted it on one of your websites. The head of the National Guard there said he does not have enough manpower or equipment to properly address that situation.
Right.
So you talk about a threat to our country. There is one going on right now. And one of the facts that we cannot properly deal with it. Why isn't that an issue? Why aren't we talking about that?
Well, it's just a piece of the whole. I mean, the whole is that George Bush has sent us off into an invasion of Afghanistan and a subsequent war and Iraq that have weakened our country, that have solidified the position of the radicals. I mean, you know, Osama bin Laden wanted to increase his own fame, which he did. I mean, he only had 20,000 followers. He was pretty much nobody had heard of him before. He wanted to increase his own fame, so George Bush turned him into Lex Luthor. He wanted to bankrupt the United States. We're now running, you know, a war and occupation that over the long term, when you include everything, including the cost of treating our GIs when they get home, it's going to be over $2 trillion, which will bankrupt the United States. It's in the process of it. Our major export now is dollars. If you look at the cost of oil in euros, the cost of gasoline in euros right now, if we paid for our oil in euros instead of dollars, our gasoline would be about $2.12 a gallon. And so what we're seeing is the insanity of the Bush fiscal policies, which, again, ties back to his hyper-response to bin Laden. Bin Laden wanted to unite the Muslim world, which he has done to a large extent, and at least the radical Muslim world. And bin Laden wanted to get the U.S. Soldiers out of the Air Force bases, out of the Air Force base in Saudi Arabia, because he considered it blasphemous, and Bush pulled them out. Bin Laden has gotten everything he wanted. The United States and George Bush, you know, used this for political power. I mean, there's that famous quote.
As a matter of fact, in interviews in 1999 with respected journalist and longtime Bush family friend Mickey Herskowitz, then Governor George Bush stated, One of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as commander-in-chief. My father had all this political capital built up when he drove the Iraqis out of Kuwait, and he wasted it. If I have a chance to invade, if I had that much capital, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to get everything passed that I want to get passed, and I'm going to have a successful presidency, end quote.
So, George Bush in 1999, that he was going to use the invasion of Iraq to gain political power, which is what he did. Paul in Long Beach, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Tom. I'm really glad you're talking about this particular topic about the wrongful imprisonment of the many people in Guantanamo Bay. I'm having a big argument with someone on the Internet over this. One thing that I think would be great for me and for lots of your listeners, I know before I got on and heard, you had mentioned the sources of some of the stories, the specific stories about people who were interned there.
McClatchy Newspapers. Yeah, McClatchy Newspapers, which used to be Knight Ridder, is the only wire service that I know of that is actually doing any serious investigative journalism anymore. And none of the networks are doing it. They've by and large shut down their bureaus. You've got Larissa Alexandrovna out there working for Raw Story. She's doing some great investigative journalism. And McClatchy Newspapers. And that's about it. Tom Lessiter. And these two articles, this is part of a series now. One was published on the 16th today. One was published on the 15th yesterday. And they were in the New York Times. They were, you know, they were picked up by most of the major newspapers around the world.
So they were in place.
Yeah, it's,
like
this stuff is easily Googled.
Okay.
Easily found. It's probably printed in your local newspaper today. And if not, you know, pick up the Times or the LA Times, the New York or Los Angeles Times. So it's around. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. There's a pile of information out there. Thank you, Paul. And it's a brilliant, brilliant investigative journalism. Phil in Tampa. Hey, Phil, just a couple seconds here before this break is going to... Whoop, hang on. I thought I had 30 seconds more than I did. Phil, stick around. We'll pick you up on the other side of the break. It is 45 minutes past the hour. 45 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock on the West Coast, noon on the East Coast, and wherever you are. And it's the Tom Hartman radio program right here on Air America Radio. Stick around. We'll be back.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our Wear 2 GPS in every car or the fast-moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that? Better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-440-1376. That's 1-800-440-1376. 1-800-440-1376.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Let me take
minutes before the hour. Yeah, there's no place you can hide. I'm sorry. They're gone. Blackwater's got them all figured out. 70%? Between 50 and 70% of all of our intelligence now is in the hands of private corporations, and we're wondering why we get such bad intelligence that we go into wars that are very profitable for private corporations. Tell me John Cusack's movie, War, Inc., hasn't become reality. A mind-bogglingly good movie, by the way. Phil, and back to Phil in Tampa. My apologies, Phil, for...
Yes, I had the opportunity to visit Normandy,
mm-hmm.
And there was a prison that the French underground were kept in during the occupation of France. They were never given a trial. They were just grabbed and put into this prison indefinitely.
Right.
These are people who were shooting German officers and others at cafes, who were blowing up trains, who were blowing up troops.
Terrorists by any definition.
They were terrorists. Okay? And the only way they got out, unfortunately, the way they got out, so to speak, is during the invasion in Caen. This is where it was. The American bombers bombed the prison and most died that way. Mm-hmm. But the point is that this is the kind of thing that Gingrich and others want us to be able to do. In other words, follow right. The German model.
Right, and McCain is apparently signing on to this just 3 years after he condemned Gitmo and condemned torture and indefinite detentions. He's before it, after he was against it, after he was, you know, who knows what he was.
This goes to the expression that deep inside every conservative is a fascist screaming to get out.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Phil. Well said. Rawl, is it Rawl or Raleigh in Queens? Rawl. Hey, Rawl, what's up?
Nothing much, Tom. I was just listening to some of the opponents of the
decision to restore habeas corpus, arguing that Guantanamo Bay is not part of the United States, even though we fly our flag there and control that territory.
Right. That's the basis, by the way, if you read the Supreme Court decision, that's the basis of most of John Roberts' dissent.
Right. And actually, they would be rejecting centuries of diplomatic tradition, where a country plants its flag on foreign soil is that country.
That's right.
They can't come into the embassies because it's considered part of the United States.
That's right.
If they want to make that argument, are they then willing to cede that the Panama Canal Zone is not a U.S. territory and therefore John McCain is not a citizen?
Yeah, and I made that comment on the show last week. Although I think that there's also a provision that if you have two American citizens as parents, pretty much anywhere you are born in the world, even if you're not born on a military base, you're still a U.S. citizen. So, you know, if you and your wife happen to be traveling in France and she has a baby in a French hospital, that baby's still a U.S. citizen, I believe.
Still a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. He may or may not be able to qualify for dual citizenship with France. Different countries have different rules, but.
Right.
So I don't, you know, it's a nice rhetorical point to make.
Yeah.
But I think the bottom line is that it's not going to affect John McCain. But it kind of rubs it in. Good point, Roland, and I appreciate your calling and making it. Larry in Baltimore. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, Tom.
Hey, what's up?
Great fan. Love
Thank
the
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Real quick, third-party story is that there's emails going around NSA to prepare for massive layoffs should Obama be elected.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, is this? I've done contract work for NSA, and I know that, and I've been inside the buildings, and I know that there are a large number of people working in NSA buildings who are not NSA employees; they're independent contractors. Does that mean that? Are you talking about emails that are flying around among the? Again, there's a pretty clear demarcation between the contractors and the employees. I mean, the employees certainly know who the contractors are. Is this the contractors who are concerned about layoffs, or is this the actual employees of NSA?
To be honest, I'm not sure which.
Yeah, I would guess that it's probably the contractors who are getting those kind of emails because, as Jeremy Scahill pointed out, Barack Obama's already sponsored legislation to scale back this practice. So, that would be my guess. Larry, thanks a lot for the call. It's very interesting. And just for the record, you know, what... Oh, you worked for the NSA, huh? Yes. Back in the 90s, I was CEO of an ad agency in Atlanta, Chandler, McDonald, Stout, Schneiderman, and Poe. We had a division that did consulting and training, and I did consulting and training work in marketing, advertising, communications, that kind of stuff. The kind of stuff that basically I wrote a book about called Cracking the Code, How to Effectively Communicate, and did consulting work for the NSA. I can't get into the details of it other than to say it had to do with internal communications and communications with NATO countries. And I did consulting work for 5 years in a row for U.S. military intelligence in Germany. And we used to hold public seminars. We trained hundreds of Fortune 500 companies. I remember two guys from the DEA showed up one time. I was standing by the table where they were, you know, these are these two-day, $265 weekend seminar kind of things. And these two guys showed up kind of scruffy. This was down in Miami. And said, you know, can we sign up for the seminar? And the woman says, yeah. And this guy pulls this huge wad of $100 bills out of his pocket and starts peeling them off to pay for it. And she says, what agency are you with? What organization? He goes, DEA. I was like, oh, man. So anyway, I've not been a spy. So we'll just leave that at that. Dan in Boston, we just have a few seconds here before we got to wrap up the show. Quick note you wanted to make?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
At least wrap up this hour.
Yeah, real quick. It's going to come down to our leadership. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid clearly are not getting the job done. They're never in session on Fridays. They're never in session on Mondays. We need real leadership. That's the only way this is going to happen. And the reason they don't want to get over and do anything about it is next time it could be them. Thanks.
Yeah, it could be, Dan. I'm not quite that cynical. And typically the House is not in session on those days so that members can travel out to their districts because they view that a good part of their job, and a lot of members of Congress actually do this, is to be in their districts and to hear from their people. So, coming up next, Kerry Lucas. Should we nationalize
healthcare?
You're
listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us.
A big name in anti-aging right now is Dr. Arthur Perry. He's been all over TV. He's heard on the radio. He has a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue. Here's the twist. Dr. Perry is a plastic surgeon, but he likes to have his patients try a cream called Night Skin before they go schedule their surgical procedures. Night Skin goes on while you sleep. It supports natural collagen and elastin production. So when you use Night Skin, it reduces the appearance of your fine lines. It makes your skin smoother. It even fades away those unwanted brown spots that come with age. Dr. Perry says many of his patients call off their surgery appointments after using Night Skin because they're that happy with the results they see in the mirror. Now, Dr. Perry's Night Skin is available for anyone to get risk-free. Dial 1-800-491-8335. That's 1-800-491-8335. Call right away for your risk-free trial of Night Skin, the anti-aging cream. Dial 1-800-491-8335. That's 1-800-491-8335.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Same-sex marriage will be legal within hours in California, and this man and others want to be first in line to take their vows.
We've wanted this for so long, we just had to get married the very first day that it was possible.
A pair of women who have been in a relationship for more than 50 years is expected to be the first in line. Brian Brown with the National Organization for Marriage says his group and others will continue to oppose the legalization of gay marriage.
But people already voted by 61%. To define marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And luckily, we are going to have a chance to vote again on a constitutional amendment in November.
California is only the second state in the nation to legalize gay marriage. The extent of the damage is slowly sinking in for the people of Iowa and other parts of the Midwest struggling through record flooding. Sandbagging is now underway in Burlington and in Quincy, Illinois. President Bush plans to visit the Midwest Thursday to inspect flood damage. Bush is wrapping up a week-long trip to Europe. In a joint appearance with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, Bush said the U.S. and Britain are united in their approach to keeping troops in Iraq.
Bring them home based upon success. That's what we expect the British Prime Minister to do. That's what I'm doing.
Meanwhile, European Union nations have agreed in principle to freeze Iranian assets. This is British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
First of all, we will take action today that will freeze the overseas assets of the biggest bank in Iran, the Bank Mellie. And second, action will start today for a new phase of sanctions on oil and gas.
The sanctions are being imposed because of Iran's refusal to halt uranium enrichment that could be used for nuclear weapons. It's Tiger against Rocco today in an 18-hole playoff to decide the U.S. Open. Through four holes, Rocco Mediate holds a one-stroke lead over Tiger Woods. Oil prices hit a new milestone today, trading near $140 a barrel before falling back to $137. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 47. This is AP Radio News. One person was killed in a stabbing this morning in a supermarket parking lot in Orlando. Four others were taken to a hospital. One person is known to be in critical condition. Well, the economy may be slumping, but that's not necessarily the case for the salaries of top executives.
As the economy slowed to a crawl and stockholders watched their money evaporate, CEO pay still climbed to even more dizzying heights last year. An Associated Press analysis of companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 index finds a typical CEO pay package of about $8.4 million, an increase of $280,000 over 2006. Collectively, the 10 best-paid CEOs made more than $500 million last year, yet half were leading companies whose profits had shrunk dramatically. I'm John Belmont.
The proposed merger of XM and Sirius is closer to being a done deal. The head of the FCC is now recommending approval of the $3.8 billion agreement. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Quest. Get in the loop with Quest and join the community of people who are changing the way they connect with each other and the things that they love to do. Quest, bringing people together.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying, stop looking over your shoulder, and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Obama needs to come to your house and explain it all to you? Or isn't there some responsibility on your end to learn about who this person is?
Well, I guess I can, but okay. I already know what Hillary has done.
Yeah, but I mean, she's gone. You know what I mean? This thing is over. And actually, it was before Randy Rhodes said a bad word about Hillary Clinton, this thing was already over.
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're in the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. Families USA, the voice for healthcare consumers, has results of a new study out now. 50-state survey released today reveals that insurance companies in most states are not prohibited from denying health coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. They are not prohibited from refusing to pay for services needed to treat common ailments. And all of this is adding huge premium surcharges for people. Oh, they are not prohibited from adding huge premium surcharges for people with family histories of health problems. And they are not prohibited from yanking policies and denying payments when consumers face a rash of medical bills. In other words, just when you get sick, your insurance company can say, we're not going to take your check anymore, and we're not going to pay anything anymore. Sorry, see you later. In fact, only 5 states prohibit insurance companies from cherry-picking the healthiest consumers and excluding everyone else. In 35 states and districts in Columbia, there are no limits on how much an insurer can raise your premium based on your health status. Boom, you get cancer suddenly. In 35 states of the United States, you get cancer. All of a sudden, you're paying $5, $10, $15, $20,000 a month for health insurance. In 21 states and the District of Columbia, insurers can exclude coverage for pre-existing conditions for more than a year. In 44 states in the District of Columbia, insurers can revoke an individual's health insurance policy without advance review by the state. In other words, they can simply say, oh, you got sick? Yeah, we're not going to insure you anymore. That's 44 states. 29 states of the District of Columbia, insurers are allowed to deny legitimate claims of policyholders who are up to date with their premium payments, by digging back years into their medical history and alleging that they failed to disclose or should have known about a pre-existing condition. Well, you have cancer, and you never noticed that you were feeling a little tired? We think that's a pre-existing condition. 45 states of the District of Columbia, insurers do not have to spend at least 75% of premium revenue on health care. In other words, they can take even more than 25% of all the money that they get in and spend it on things like executive compensation, so people like Bill McGuire can make more than $1.7 billion. And in 20 states and the District of Columbia, insurers can set and raise premiums anytime they want for any reason they want because there's no meaningful oversight. Carrie Lucas is with us. She's the Vice President of Policy and Economics at the Independent Women's Forum. Carrie, our question, will deregulating the healthcare industry turn into the Wild Wild West? Sounds to me like it's already pretty well deregulated.
Well, I think you're listing a whole lot of regulations that don't exist. And what the study that you're talking about, it doesn't talk about how much these things are going on. So when they talk about the ability of people to, or ability of an insurance company to go ahead and drop someone from coverage the second they get cancer, they don't talk about exactly how much this is happening. So this is really more of a warning story. And I think that one of the
But do you want to have your insurance company have the legal ability to just blow you off, even though you've been making payments for years and years? Because all of a sudden, God forbid, you.
No, I do think it makes sense to look at how what regulations are out there and how to protect people who have been paying in so that an insurance company has to act like an insurance company.
So you're in favor of government regulation of insurance companies?
Some government regulations are prudent and make sense. In particular, when it comes to one of the problems is that we don't have a deregulated healthcare system, and there's a lot of problems. It makes it hard on consumers and hard on insurers, for that matter, to provide products that make sense when it comes to healthcare. You know, one of the things that's not talked about, but I think is really kind of central to when we're talking about the private insurance or individual insurance marketplace, is just how completely unfair it is. The government policy that right now absolutely favors those who have employer provided healthcare. That's really the one of the worst things going in the insurance market, because if you're out there and you're buying individual insurance, you have to do it with after-tax dollars. You've already paid taxes on this money, and then you have to go out and buy your health insurance simply because you're not employed by somebody who offers you insurance. But for all those folks who are sitting there and working for big corporations that provide very cushy, very generous health insurance packages, they're all doing that with pre-tax dollars. So that's a really unlevel playing field. So I think we should all
agree.
Yeah, that's one of the first places to start.
I mean, that's something that should have been done a couple of decades ago, and it's something that, frankly, Democrats have been advocating for and Republicans have been opposing.
Really? Because I know that the president came out for that earlier and talked about the need to try to level this playing field so that private insurance was deductible, and I thought that it didn't get much traction on Capitol Hill, but hey, this could be a bipartisan moment, and
well,
we should all jump
on board. Was this during when the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate? Because I remember writing about this like 6 years ago, and the take then was that folks like Greenspan and the traditional kind of corporate conservatives were opposed to this because they felt that if people could get health insurance anywhere they went more easily, if they didn't have to get it from their employer, if there was a penalty if they lost their employer, then they would be more likely to leave their employers, and it would stir up the job market.
I sure don't think so. As far as, you know, all the groups I talk to and work with, from the Cato Institute and Heritage Foundation, this is one of the top to-do lists, is to change the tax treatment so that individual insurance, like employer-provided health insurance, is deductible. So I think that, you know, maybe there is more bipartisanship. I think that
perhaps. On the other hand, you know, what you're suggesting, that if you or I as individuals were to buy health insurance, that it's tax-deductible, just like a corporation, that then becomes the camel's nose under the tent towards saying, we're not going to do any employer-provided health insurance anymore. You're all on your own now. And by the way, isn't it cool that you get a tax break?
Well, but I think that, I don't know.
Isn't that what
is that so bad? If, you know, one of the real problems that's facing our employment, our healthcare system and our, frankly, our job market is that there's a lot of people who feel tied to their jobs because of their health insurance.
Okay, so we're both agreeing that employer-provided health insurance is imperfect.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then the question becomes, why have corporations, private companies, that are taking anywhere from 15% to 30% of our healthcare dollars, of our insurance dollars, and using them to pay huge salaries, to pay bloated bureaucracies, to pay for gold-plated faucets on the corporate jet's bathroom, to pay for advertising and marketing campaigns, to pay for dividends to stockholders, and to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in lobbying, instead of, for example, Medicare, which has a 3% overhead. Why should we turn our health care dollars over to these companies rather than to Medicare? Why not go to a single-payer health care system and call it Medicare?
Well, I think that I bet a lot of people in the audience know instinctively what a problem it would be for the government to take over all of our health care system. One of the problems.
Well, they're running two of the largest health care systems in the country, Medicare and the Veterans Administration.
Yeah, and I think if you ask a lot of people in the Medicaid and Medicare system for that matter, a lot of them expressed great deal of frustration, lack of doctor choice, just lack of quality of care. And one of the
problems. Nothing compared to not being insured.
Well, sure, but compared to, you know, when we think about things that work well and things that don't work well, one of the main, factors is often an incentive, is competition. And the simple fact is that too often when you have a monopoly or a one party or one provider system, they don't have an incentive to take care of their customers.
Well, I'm not suggesting we make private insurance illegal. I mean, there's always going to be people who have high incomes who are going to want, better, faster, cooler health care than anybody else gets. And there's always going to be a market of people to provide it to them. But, you know, isn't it obscene, frankly, that we have millions and millions of that 50%, more than 50% of all bankruptcies in this country are caused by people getting sick?
Well, sure, and I think that's why we need to make it easier for people to buy insurance. See, right now, some of the things that make
out of their own pockets.
Out of their own pockets, or there's.
But that's not spreading the risk around. I mean, a single family can't handle that. I mean, the whole point of insurance is to spread the risk. You get as many people involved as possible.
Well, sure, but if we had if our individual insurance, it shouldn't be our health insurance should not be as expensive as it is right now. There's a lot of regulations so that in some states you have to the individual health insurance you buy or the health insurance you buy has to include mental health care. And while you may decide that that's something you want, I may decide that's something I want. We all know you're going to pay more. Your premiums are going to go up if it provides for things like mental health care. That's one of the reasons why I think that we should deregulate, encourage there to be a more choice when it comes to insurance packages so that people can have things like high deductible.
So people can choose to be underinsured.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Basically.
And I think that
you don't think that there's going to be a harm to society in that when those underinsured people get hit with a $500,000 health care bill that they can't pay?
Yeah, there is, but there's also a great cost to moving towards a single payer system. If you look at what goes on in Canada, one of the things we should both kind of admit when we're talking about the healthcare system is there's not going to be a perfect system. There's going to be some winners and some losers from any system you create, whether that's government shortages or a few people who can't get healthcare because it's too expensive.
I'll agree with you on that.
Great.
Absolutely. Carrie Lucas, Vice President of Policy and Economics at the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org is their website. Carrie, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
16 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, where smart people get their news.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
He gave us the audacity of hope. He instilled in us the fierce urgency of now. Want to understand this phenomenon named Barack Obama? Then accept this audacious offer from The Nation magazine. 4 issues of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you will know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, so there's no party slant or campaign spin. You'll love the fierce urgency of The Nation's reporting. Editor Katrina VandenHeuvel, writers like John Nichols and Naomi Klein and Jeremy Scahill holding Obama's feet to the fire. Sample 4 weeks of The Nation free, then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. You want change? Good. Change your sources of information. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare. But not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at consolidatedauto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
Hi, this is Zach White again with 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage is a locally owned company that specializes in offering Arizona residents unparalleled rates and fees while still providing superior service. I guarantee I can beat any offer out there for residential mortgage financing, regardless of the program. At 76 Mortgage, we are willing to work for your mortgage business at a fraction of what our competitors offer, even if it means originating your mortgage for free. In most cases, there are no upfront or out-of-pocket fees, and we specialize in fast closes. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of Nova M Radio since the beginning. We pride ourselves in taking very good care of the progressive community here in Phoenix. So call us today at 602-265-LOAN for a rate quote or check us out at 76mortgage.com. When you call, you will always deal directly with me or my partner, Jeremy Schachter, not an employee.
BK number 0907413.
So call 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Got my tonsils out in Taiwan, my gallbladder out in Greece. Took a side trip up to Sweden to fill some caverns in my teeth. Saw a doctor down in Denmark and a specialist in Spain to see what could be causing me this dull but steady pain. Took a trip up to Toronto just to buy some little pills. Thought I'd died and gone to heaven when they handed me the bill. Went to Norway when I noticed that my eardrum had a hole. Got back home just in time to watch the Super Bowl. It's been a brutal year, but man, I'm glad I was overseas, where you can see the doctor when you really got a need. Where people, they live longer, babies also like they should. I guess they call it healthcare, and I guess they got it good.
I guess this thing called healthcare, how strange it is.
Well, You know, the fundamental difference between John McCain and Barack Obama on these issues, in my opinion, boils down to this deep philosophical difference between the role of government in these things. And, well, for example, you know, Ronald Reagan, famous for saying,
"I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Yeah. And you know, 1981, Reagan being sworn into office, ushered in an era which has, by and large, extended right up to this day. You'll recall it was Bill Clinton who said the era of big government is over. It was Bill Clinton who aggressively actually shrunk the size of government, the number of employees, although the number of contractors went up. I mean, it's flip a coin, but nonetheless, it was Bill Clinton who gave us balanced budgets. But Reagan, I would say Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and Bush have all had basically the philosophy that the role of government should be highly limited, highly restricted, and that most things are solved best by the free market. And if you're talking about consumer goods, I absolutely agree. I don't want the government making my TV set. I don't want them making my computer. I don't want them making my shoes. I don't want them making my blue jeans. I don't want them making my car. When I lived in Germany, the little East German cars, the Trevis, they were a disaster. Government-manufactured cars. Little three-cylinder things that left a huge cloud of smoke behind them wherever they went and weren't upgraded for decades. And, you know, you could get them in one color. And it's just, I think they had multiple colors for them. But in any case, I don't want the government engaged in those things. But the one reason why we have government, and this is why it blows my mind that we don't even have civics classes of any consequence in our high schools anymore, because you've got kids graduating from school who obviously don't even know why we created the United States of America in the first place. They think it was about getting rid of taxes. In fact, the whole tax thing had to do with, you know, the British East India Company getting a tax break on their tea. The no taxation without representation, as it tied into the Boston Tea Party, was the colonist objecting to a tax break for a big corporation, while taxes were still being hit at fairly high levels on their small entrepreneurial import shops. So, you know, it was an objection to Walmart, as it were. But nonetheless, the split, I would say, breaks down to Obama is taking the position, or a position very close to the position, that health care in the United States is a right, and that it falls broadly under the rights defined in the Constitution, or the Declaration of Independence anyway, the preamble of the Constitution as well. In the preamble of the Constitution, the references to the general welfare. In the Declaration of Independence, the word is happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But here's the opening sentence of the Constitution, what it says, why we created this country. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Tell people who could be disappeared by the president about that one. Ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Doesn't say anything about Iraq in there. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So, broadly speaking, the people have the right, under the welfare clause or the welfare reference in the preamble of the Constitution, have a right to health care, that health care should be a right. John McCain is taking the contrary position, the classic Republican conservative position, that no, health care is a privilege. That whether you live or die is a privilege. There is no right to life in the United States, according to John McCain and the Republican Party, and some Democrats for that matter. There is no right to life. If you are sick, for actual living, breathing humans, if you are sick and you may die and you don't have the money to solve that problem, see you later, Charlie. That's the bottom line from the Republican point of view. You know, and if you chose to get a high-risk insurance, health insurance policy, or if you chose to be underinsured, hey, it was your choice. That's the Republican point of view. The Democratic point of view is, and has been ever since Harry Truman proposed national health care in 1947 and couldn't get it through a Republican legislature. The Republicans controlled the House and the Senate that year. The Democratic position has always been that health care is a right. It's been more or less explicit by various people at various times, but that's the bottom line. And I think we really need to frame the debate in those terms. Is health care a right or a privilege? And if it's a right, then our government has the obligation to protect our rights or to provide for our rights, protect our life, our right of life, and our right and through the general welfare clause. Absolutely.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, we've been talking and talking about gas prices and the solutions to high prices. One of the easiest ways to decrease the cost is to downsize to a smaller car. Small cars use less gas. Less gas means less cost. You get it. GM gets it, too. As you know, I have friends there. They let me drive their latest edition, the Saturn Astra. The Astra is based on one of GM's best-selling European models, and it has all the refinement you'd expect in a larger, more expensive vehicle. Not bad for a sport compact. The Astra offers an EPA estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway with an automatic transmission. But the really impressive technology here is what GM calls neutral idle technology. Basically, the transmission shifts to neutral during stops, like at traffic lights, and it saves gas. It's all part of GM's exploration of advanced technologies, how they're helping us to use less and less gas until the day when we use no gas at all. For more information on the Saturn Astra, go to www.gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
Did you know that Geico insures more than cars? It's true. They cover tons of other things like hot air balloons, unicycles, and roller skates. Nah, I'm just messing with you. But Geico can help insure lots of other vehicles, though, like motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, personal watercraft, boats, and pogo sticks. I'm only kidding about the pogo sticks, but seriously, just so there's no confusion, Geico now offers insurance on more than just your car.
Geico, saving you money on insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you. Visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, I'm Stormy Simon. Overstock.com is an online department store where everything's always on sale. You can save up to 70% on clothing, pearls, diamond jewelry, furniture, down comforters, digital cameras. We have thousands of items on sale. No matter how many items you buy, the whole order will ship to you for just $2.95, even if it's 100 things. We also have a customer service team available for you 24 hours a day. Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Supermarket stabbing. I'm Sandy Kozell. Authorities say one person's been killed, five others injured in an attack outside an Orlando, Florida supermarket. Some people are trying to recover from the record flooding that hit Iowa, like this Cedar Rapids woman who's hoping for federal assistance.
We're hoping, in all honesty, that FEMA can do whatever they can do for us, because of half of us, they're saying our houses are totaled.
Even as flood fears ease in Iowa City, the state south and east prepared for new problems for a string of towns along the Mississippi River. Among those excited that same-sex marriage is becoming legal today in California is Sulu from Star Trek.
We are overjoyed, ecstatic. We're very happy.
But actor George Takei says he and his partner will not be among the first gays to marry in California. Torrey Pines in California, the scenic site of a U.S. Open playoff. Tiger Woods is in an 18-hole playoff with Rocco Mediate. They're on four now. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 37 points. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
One of the worst lies I think we tell ourselves is that the media had a hand in our invasion of Iraq, that they weren't vigilant enough. I don't think we were vigilant enough. I didn't need the media to tell me in the run-up to Iraq that it was wrong. I could see it. I could feel it. But we never actually felt like we saw that debate. Did it happen on the Senate floor and we missed it? Now I think we're much more vigilant. I believe we're the ones who can keep the lid on Iran.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Sun Cellular is the Valley's only multi-brand authorized cell phone repair center. If it's mobile, they'll fix it fast, in most cases, while you wait.
I was out of town on vacation when I cracked the screen on my BlackBerry. I sent it overnight to Sun Cellular, and I had it back the next day. I don't think my service provider could have done that.
Trust your cell phone repairs to Sun Cellular. Visit them online at suncellularinc.com. All repairs are guaranteed with free estimates while you wait. Call 602-267-7800.
History sounds like this.
Tonight, I can stand here and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for the president.
Part Kenya, part Kansas. Barack Obama is the newest face of the American dream. But can he become the 44th president of the United States?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Future is here, and the official radio station of the future is 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Good plan. 35 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. If you want to drop into our live chat room, go to TomHartman.com and click chat up at the top. Or you can find a link off AirAmerica.com/Tom Hartman page. You can find all the information there. And you'll also find links to the Tom Hartman page and on Air America to our Tom Vision. We're webcasting the shows now. Frank in Fort Lauderdale, listening on WINS. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I was just wondering, I listen to you regularly, and I heard about the fact that as far as a government auto industry, you wouldn't be in favor with your experiences in the past. And I would believe that if you don't want the government making the decisions for you as far as what type of car you drive, why do you think they would do a good job at decisions on health care? I don't quite understand that.
Because with regard to a car, I may have 15 different preferences, 15 different needs. You know, some people want big cars, some people want small cars. There's a whole, it's a consumer product. It doesn't have to do with my ability to survive, my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I do want the government regulating the auto industry. I want them to tell me, I want to know that my car is not going to blow up, turn into a fireball if it gets rear-ended. I mean, this is what Ralph Nader brought us. I want the government to tell the car companies that their cars have to get a certain minimum gas mileage. There is a role for government in the marketplace. I want to know that the toys that I buy for my children are not bought for my kids back in the days when they used toys, were not contaminated with lead. Things like that. I mean, there is a reasonable role for government in the private industry. But when we're talking about the commons, Frank, when we're talking about the things that we all collectively own, and particularly the risks that we all collectively share, those commons, whether it's our water, whether it's our air, I would argue our power. More than half the power in the United States is provided by publicly owned utilities. I think it should be all. They are, in almost all cases, more efficient and deliver electricity at a lower cost because you don't have stockholders basically skimming the profits off the top. And I would submit to you that health care is part of the commons. that there are such large risks. You get sick, you get injured, you break your neck, and you're paralyzed for the rest of your life. We're talking about hundreds of thousands to tens of millions of dollars in terms of the cost of care over a lifetime. Such huge risks that it's absolutely unreasonable to assume that one person can bear those risks, or to ask one family or even one extended family or even one neighborhood or community to bear those risks. We have to do that collectively on the largest scale possible, which minimizes the risks for all of us individually.
Well, you have to understand that, Tom, our government has two powers. If me and you were farmers and the government wanted us to grow wheat, what they would do is they would subsidize us. If they did not
necessarily
grow corn, the government has two powers: the power to tax and the power to subsidize. We should be subsidizing what we want. We should be taxing what we don't want. And unfortunately, in a socialist-type mentality, what you end up doing is you end up taxing people who are innovative and hardworking. And you tend to subsidize people who are happy doing and performing at bare minimums. And you cannot...
Well, if that's the case, Frank, why is it that when you go into a state-of-the-art hospital, the really coolest equipment is all made outside the United States in countries that have what you would call socialist healthcare systems?
Well, as a matter of fact, Tom, I am in the healthcare community, and I can tell you, I work in the cardiac field. I can tell you in South Florida, we get Canadians come down here who are on six-month waiting lists for cardiac catheterizations. They come down here and they walk into a hospital and have the procedure. I also go to school with guys who do the exact same job I do all over the United States, in North and South America. I was at dinner with a gentleman who does the exact same job at me from Canada. Okay? I'm an engineer. His tax rate is at 51%.
And
Tom, I don't want to pay 51 cents on a dollar to have a health care.
Consider something for a second, Frank. Consider something for a Frank for a
yes,
moment,
sir.
Frank. Do you mind telling me how much money you make a year?
Agree with what I'm saying?
I'm just going to extend this for a moment. If you don't want to tell me how much you make in a year, let's just pick a number. Let's just say Frank makes $70,000 a year. Okay. Just for the hell of it, just for the purpose of discussion, because I want to talk about taxes with you for a second around this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just imagine that you make $70,000 a year. You're paying 50% tax. That means that you're walking home with $45,000 a year, right?
No, what? Sir. That means you're making you're coming home with
$35,000 out of 70.
$35,000
out of 70.
You're right. Mortgage bill. If you've got a $200,000 house on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Now, just stay with me for a second here, Frank. Just stay with me for a second.
Let me rebut what you say. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Let's say you're making 70 and you're taking home 35. What that because you're paying a 50% tax. What that means is that your employer knows that you're willing to work for $35,000 at the end of the day, right?
If you stayed at that job or stayed in that country, I guess so.
Yeah, and employers understand that there's a market for employees, and the market for employees really has nothing to do with taxes. It has to do with how much money people have at the end of the day, after taxes. So your employer knows that you're willing to work for $35,000 a year. Now, let's say that you're living in Canada and paying 50% income tax, and all of a sudden George Bush takes over Canada and cuts taxes down to 20%, and so you're still making $70,000 a year, but now instead of taking home $35,000 a year, you're taking home, and apparently you can do math in your head faster than me, you're taking home something like $50,000 a year, right?
That's correct.
What's your employer going to do? They know that you'll do that job for $35,000 a year. Do you think that they're going to continue paying you 70?
Well, what you're doing there is you're building a straw man and you're knocking them.
No, I'm not, because look at the last 7 years. George Bush cuts taxes, and what happens? Pay goes down. Look at the 8 years that preceded that. Bill Clinton increased taxes, and what happened? Pay went up. The bottom line is the marketplace will always compensate for taxes. That's why in Sweden with 50%, 55% tax rates, people are making enough money to live. And that's why in the United States with 25% tax rates or 30%, 32% maximum, people are making enough to live. The bottom line is it doesn't matter. You say, oh, my God, they're paying 51% tax rate, but they don't have to pay for health care.
Okay, well, out of that $35,000, Tom, if you've got a $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're paying $2,000 a month on a mortgage payment with taxes and insurances. That's $24,000 a year. So on that $70,000 income, you got $35,000 left after taxes. After you pay your $200,000 mortgage payment for the year, you can subtract $24,000 from $35,000. So you have
living on 11 grand. No, I understand, Frank. I totally understand. My point is that whether the taxes go up or down over the short term, over 1 year, yeah, you're going to notice a difference. But you average that over a five-year period, and I defy you to find any time in the history of the United States, and I've looked at 200 years of these numbers, any time in the history of the United States when this has not been the case, over a five-year period, it will eventually average out. What you will find is that the labor market is always defined by after-tax revenue, after-tax income.
Back at the Carter administration, Tom. That's all you got. In going, I've got to go. One last question, Tom.
Yeah.
Does anybody know whether or not Randy Rhodes...
Marzina in Toronto, Canada. Hey, Marzina.
Hi. Hi.
My apologies for Frank's.
That's okay. Am I on the air right now?
You are. Welcome to our program.
Okay. You're welcome. Listen, I called because I was listening to the interview you were having with the lady about healthcare. Just previous lady that you were interviewing, and she said something, and I just wrote this down. She says, if you look at what's going on in Canada,
right.
And that got to me, because I've heard that opinions many times on your radio, people would call, and
right.
against the health insurance in
and
Canada.
And you're listening to us from Toronto, Canada.
Yeah, I'm calling from Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm. I've lived in Canada for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she says something like that, and I go, okay, where those statistics are coming from? What those people know that yeah. I don't know that I...
Marzina, we just have a minute before we've got to take a break. Are you saying that you like or even love the health care that you get in Canada?
Of course.
Why?
Of course. It's the main reason is that, you know what, I've been hospitalized many times. Well, not many, some. I have a child who had some problems. I go to doctor every year for checkups. My son goes for checkups. I never, ever in my life had a thought cross my mind how I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the main thing. Ever, never. There is a problem, you call your doctor.
And now, what about having to wait 6 months to get a cardiac catheterization or
I've
something
I've never
like
heard
that.
Of such a thing.
Yeah.
I had some problems, and I had surgeries right away, checkups right away. And I live in a big city. I live in Toronto, where
yeah.
a couple of million people sit in.
Interesting. So there's a lot of competition for it. Marzina, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening to us there in Toronto. I appreciate it. 866-303-2270, TomHartmann.com. If you want to drop into our live chat room, the status of healthcare and the news of the day coming up next.
Tom Hartmann.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
A big name in anti-aging right now is Dr. Arthur Perry. He's been all over TV. He's heard on the radio. He has a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue. Here's the twist. Dr. Perry is a plastic surgeon, but he likes to have his patients try a cream called Night Skin before they go schedule their surgical procedures. Night Skin goes on while you sleep. It supports natural collagen and elastin production. So when you use Night Skin, it reduces the appearance of your fine lines. It makes your skin smoother. It even fades away those unwanted brown spots that come with age. Dr. Perry says many of his patients call off their surgery appointments after using Night Skin because they're that happy with the results they see in the mirror. Now, Dr. Perry's Night Skin is available for anyone to get risk-free. Dial 1-800-491-8335. That's 1-800-491-8335. Call right away. away for your risk-free trial of Nightskin, the anti-aging cream. Dial 1-800-491-8335. That's 1-800-491-8335.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. Enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road, or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee, coffee with character.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
I've been rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wishing Ford and Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Thank you, Will.
Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty bell.
You tell them, Willie.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
I think they're starting to.
Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
There you go. 51 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Show. David in Portland, Oregon. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
I think I want to agree with your previous caller about what was said in passing at the end of that conversation you had with that woman from the Independent Women's Group.
Yeah.
I know lots of Canadians, and I've never heard any complaints whatsoever. In fact, they talk about how good their health care is, and they don't understand why we don't get on board.
Yeah, I my experience has been the same, David. I do know a lot of Canadians, and I have yet to hear the complaints. I don't get it. John in Miami. In fact, our producer is a Canadian, Sean Taylor. John in Miami. Hey, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Just great. What's up?
Here, you know, listen, I just wanted to suggest something when it comes to talking to people about the health care issue, specifically talking to consumers and trying to help them to see the light. A lot of them just have an instinctive, just visceral reaction to the idea of saying that health care is a right. It goes against their worldview.
Yeah.
Just like if you go by the lack of theories, you know, they're...
Yeah. John, your phone is breaking up really badly, if you can make your point.
Well, here's the thing. If you call it a right, it gets their backup. But if you say that it is something that the government can rightfully provides or justly provides to help us to secure our rights to life and property and liberty and so forth, such as just as it provides police service or fire service and things like that,
right.
I've had it. That works successfully. And
yeah, that it makes a lot of sense, John. And in fact, you know, we did a show here on the privatization of fire departments. there was a time in the United States when we had private fire departments, and it didn't work out all that well. And that's a great example of sharing the risk. It's a very good example, in fact. Mickey, a pharmacist in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hey, Mickey.
Hi, Tim.
Tom.
Tom.
Okay.
Well, speaking of Tim, before I say anything, I just got to say, you know, with Tim Russert's passing, I really appreciate your thoughtful conversation with America.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
We're
all going to miss him. There are a lot of things about Tim Russert, you know, a lot of things I disagreed with and a lot of things I agreed with. But by and large, at the bottom line, he was, to all accounts, a very decent guy.
One of the things I wanted to say is, as a pharmacist dealing with a specialized disease state like HIV, I can't tell you how many times I can tell you how many times I've heard somebody pleased with their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
Anybody who's pleased with their insurance is healthy and they don't know any better.
I can tell you, I have pretty decent health care and have... thank God for most of my life, I've had an income that has allowed me to have the top end policy that is available. And now, even with that, right now, if I go to see the doctor, I have lab tests or whatever, you know, and you do this on a regular basis. See, I don't have any particular health problem that I'm complaining about other than having had pneumonia when I came back from Africa a while ago. Well, that's case in point. I came back from Africa with pneumonia. And first of all, I tried to get a doctor's appointment. They said, you know, come back in a week. And I'm like, I got a fever of 103. I'm barfing so bad I can hardly move. I'm coughing so bad I think I've broken two ribs. I think I have pneumonia. Go to an ER then. And it's like, no, I just need antibiotics.
why is your doctor, why is your pharmacist, why are they all busy? Because they're spending half of their time filling out forms for
insurance companies. That's right.
We're not providing health care anymore. We're filling out forms. And the difficulty is that with all of the different insurance companies, there's 100 different forms, 1,000 different rules.
Right.
You deal with a company like Blue Cross, and you call one number, you're talking to somebody else, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Right, and from the consumer's point of view, it's even worse. I mean, after I finally, actually I went to ZoomCare, which is a local doc-in-a-box, you know, we'll see you within 15 minutes thing, ZoomCare.com on the web. It's just for Portland, but it's really a cool idea. And the doctor saw me in 15 minutes. He gave me a prescription for the antibiotics, and within 6 hours, my fever was down, and I was getting better. But when the bill was submitted to the insurance company sent us about 2 weeks later, sent us a copy of the bill saying, if you don't, and a form to fill out, and said, if you don't fill out this form and send it back to us within 15 days, we will not pay the bill. And I'm sure that what they found is that if they send those things out to 100% of their customers, 10, 20% of their customers are on vacation, they don't get around to it, they think it's junk mail and throw it away.
Or what they do is they pile you, they send you, if you've got a serious medical condition, they send you, you'll get mail practically every other day. So they overwhelm you like the Reagan administration used to do to investigations. They just throw everything at you to the point where you're overwhelmed and you can't see it.
Right.
Now, here's my argument for health care reform that maybe the Republicans might be able to get on board with, and that is that it's not really been talked about, which is the larger cost of the health care system. They're always talking about, oh, well, you know, the baby doctors, they can't treat the women they love. What was that quote from Bush?
Yeah, George Bush.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If health care was part of our culture and our society, everything would be paid for. There wouldn't be any need for large liability policies anymore.
Right.
The cost of your automobile insurance, your home insurance, all of those issues would be drastically reduced as well.
Yeah, good point, Mickey. And your health care costs would be cut dramatically, because we know that, you know, 15 to 30% of all health care dollars are just going into the pockets of CEOs and stockholders.
Tom Hartman.
Helping you win the water cooler wars.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman, available at bookstores everywhere.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two-Man and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two-Man and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men and a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. People living along the Mississippi River in Iowa and Illinois are watching and waiting to see just how high the waters will go. Sandbagging is underway in Burlington, Iowa, and Quincy, Illinois. For other people in Iowa, they're assessing the damage and looking to the state and federal government for help.
We're hoping, in all honesty, that FEMA can do whatever they can do for us, because half of us, they're saying our houses are totaled.
The worst of the floods hit while President Bush was in Europe, but now that his trip overseas is wrapping up, the AP's Sagar Magani reports he will be going to see the flood damage later this week.
While on this European farewell tour, the president twice made references to the flooding, saying he sends his sympathies to the victims and the government's working to help them. The White House says he'll visit the Midwest Thursday, but has not decided yet just where he will go.
President Bush today also welcomed a tightening of sanctions against Iran and a pledge from Britain to send more troops to Afghanistan. Barack Obama says he will visit Iraq and Afghanistan before the November election. Obama spoke with the Iraqi foreign minister today and told him he looks forward to seeing him in Baghdad. Yesterday, John McCain also met with the Iraqi official and said the two talked about security improvements in Iraq. Same-sex marriage becomes legal in California later today. Dozens are lining up to exchange their vows. Opponents are vowing to challenge the legalization of gay marriage through a state constitutional amendment. A woman has pleaded not guilty to charges in a MySpace hoax allegedly linked to a 13-year-old girl's suicide. Lori Drew allegedly helped to create a MySpace account that was used to send out cruel messages to the teenage girl. The teen had a history of attention deficit disorder and depression. She hanged herself at home in 2006. Tiger Woods and Rocco Mediate are locked in an 18-hole playoff at the U.S. Open. After eight holes, Tiger leads by one stroke. And on Wall Street at this hour, all of the major indices are showing a slight gain. This is AP Radio News. Millions of emails from the White House will not have to be released to the public.
The judge ruled the White House Office of Administration is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act, so it need not divulge documents on the troubled email system. But the ruling's far from the end of the legal wrangling. A separate lawsuit against a separate White House arm contends the Executive Office of the President has failed to ensure electronic records are being properly preserved. The White House has admitted failures that mean millions of emails are not where they should be. However, it says some, if not all, may be available on disaster backup tapes. Mark Smith at the White House.
One person was killed, five others injured in an attack outside an Orlando supermarket. The fight turned violent this morning when one person was killed. One is in critical condition, another in surgery. In Michigan, a suspected burglar was arrested after he allegedly ransacked a home, stacked electronic equipment outside, and then fell asleep on a couch inside the house. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. It's Casino Arizona's 10th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're giving away two Jaguar XFSs. This week, only at both Casino Arizona locations. Come to Casino Arizona today for your chance to win.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
Business Needs Incorporated wants to know, how's business today? Have you taken the time to assess your business lately? Have you reviewed your business plan? Maybe you've achieved the goals you've set for yourself and are ready to take that next step to really grow your business. Business Needs knows changes in the market and advances in technology influence the direction of your company, and it's likely time to reset your plan. If your business climate, clientele, or products have changed, it's time to re-strategize and maximize your profits and productivity. Call Business Needs Incorporated at 602-595-5210. With over 25 years of experience helping owners accomplish success in their industry, Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
Stephanie Miller.
So he's had, I believe it is five campaign staffers have to quit due to their lobbying ties, including some to foreign governments. Some kind of shady foreign governments.
Like Burma?
And yeah. How about this? This is, reminds me, speaking of Grampy McSame, McCain fired an energy policy advisor who was a lobbyist representing?
Energy companies.
Energy companies.
Huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's mavericky. If by maverick you mean exactly the same.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, you see the wackiest things on TV. What is the true state of our economy? Where are we going in America? Are Americans better off than they were 8 years ago? Well, actually 7 years ago, but it'll be 8 years in January. Actually, according to my Bush backwards clock, that Tom Dwyer, the famous Tom Dwyer Automotive here in town, automotive repairers gave me. And, Tom, the battery's starting to wear out in this thing. That's how long it's been. The Bush has been in office that we didn't expect. We thought he'd be impeached long before this. 217 days, 10 hours, 44 minutes, 23 seconds. Pardon my sneeze. That's what happens when you mention Bush around me. I'd say, uh-oh, there it goes. Anyway, are Americans better off today than they were 8 years ago? Are you? Interesting question that got brought up on this week, ABC This Week, and USA Today Gallup poll, of course, released earlier this month. 55% of Americans say, no, we're not better off. And this isn't a matter of, you know, do you think you're better off? Do you feel actually, you know, looking at the numbers, are you better off or not? So there was a bit of a conversation about this, shall we say, on ABC This Week.
And John McCain's position is so interesting because he wants to and needs to separate himself from Bush, a failed presidency.
First, we have, Mr. Reich.
If you look at the polls, and yet on Iraq and on the economy, he is going beyond what George Bush has done. I mean, his tax cuts are beyond anything that, particularly for the wealthy, beyond.
This is Robert Reich attacking John McCain, basically saying, you know, huge tax cuts, and he's Bush on steroids. He's not just running for the third term of the Bush administration. He's running for the third term of the Bush administration on steroids.
Anything that that George Bush has proposed or did implement.
But Bob, today we have a
And now we have George Will, the voice of sanity and wisdom on the Reich.
Bifurcated economy. The export sector is doing wonderfully. It's pulling the country along. And the Democratic Party is raising doubts about its commitment, indeed it's affirming its lack of commitment, to free trade.
Now, hang on just a second here. The exports part of our economy is pulling the country along. Do you know what we're exporting? We're exporting lumber. We're exporting trash. We're exporting, actually, minerals. We're exporting gold. We're exporting copper. We're exporting, raw materials. We have gone from a nation whose primary exports were finished manufactured goods. The year that Ronald Reagan came into office, we were the largest exporter of finished goods in the world, to a country that exports now raw materials and dollars. The other principal export that we have, look at it in terms of dollars. Our major export right now is debt. It's treasury bonds. It's dollars, dollar-denominated debt. So what's happening all around the world? People are taking our trash, and they're taking our raw materials, and they're taking our debt. They're sitting on these dollars, and they're saying, okay, I got all these dollars. What am I going to do with them? Where can I spend them? Well, I think I'll buy the Chrysler Building in Manhattan. I think I'll buy an American company. Here we have over 14,000 American companies, good, high-quality, large, trillions of dollars, almost $2 trillion worth of companies sold to foreign interests since Reagan came into office because of these insane, unsustainable policies. Sorry, George, we are not exporting the way the Chinese are, the way the Japanese are, the way the Taiwanese are, the way that we used to. We're not exporting the fruit of our labors. In other words, we're not exporting things that have added value. I mean, we are to some small extent. We do have some small export industries. And to the extent that the dollar continues to crash, you're going to see more of that because we become more competitive with the other advanced economies like Europe, for example, but just in terms of dollars. But without any kind of a rational trade policy, and we don't have one, our exports are basically dollars and junk. So, anyhow, George Will continues.
Now, it is true that I think there's a disjunction in the public mind without precedent in 200 years of American history.
Without precedent in 200 years of American history? There's a disjunction in the American mind? What could it be?
We have always assumed that the very process, dynamic market capitalism, that produces increased national wealth, simultaneously produced increased family and individual security.
Oh, really? We always assumed that. that free market capitalism would produce increased security for the family. If we always assumed that, then why is it during the Roosevelt administration, Roosevelt said that, let's try Teddy, the Republican, Teddy Roosevelt, in one of his addresses, it was a barn burner. I reprinted a good chunk of the speech in my book, Unequal Protection, the one that Ralph Nader is so fond of. And in this speech, Teddy Roosevelt says, the small businessman is the backbone of America. The medium-sized businessman is a pillar of his community. Now let me speak about the big businessman. This is the risk to America. I mean, that's what we saw. Franklin Roosevelt came along and said, no, we are going to place restrictions on this. Back in the 1880s, Senator Taft and Senator Hartley, Senator Taft from Ohio, Senator Sherman and Senator Taft putting forward the Sherman antitrust bill that said, no, you can't have, you know, a single company having a monopoly on all the software in a computer. You can't have a single company having or even a small number of companies having a monopoly in the oil industry. You can't have a small number of companies having a monopoly in transportation or fill in the blank. Of course, we're there now because Ronald Reagan stopped enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act. But for a long time, George, we have not bought that right-wing rhetoric. Sorry. Not at all. But anyhow, George will,
Democratic Party is raising doubts about its commitment, indeed it's affirming its lack of commitment, to free trade. Now, it is true that I think there's a disjunction in the public mind without precedent in 200 years of American history. We have always assumed that the very process, dynamic market capitalism, that produces increased national wealth, simultaneously produced increased family and individual security. No doubt is that today's capitalism on steroids, if you will, globalized capitalism, increases national wealth but undermines family and individual security, which will produce a great flinch from free economics.
That's exactly the point.
This is now Robert Reich says, yeah, that's the point, that people don't trust it. They don't believe it.
Problem, George. Americans now have lost their faith in free trade. They've lost their faith in economic growth because they haven't seen the benefits of it. It's all gone to the top.
And here's where George Will goes off the rails. This is where George Will must have had three martinis for lunch before he came on the show.
That's why Obama's tax cuts for the middle class and for the poor are so critical to his campaign.
Because friends like you are misinforming the country by saying that they have not seen benefits. Even housing, Bob. Housing today, after the big decline, the average American house is worth a third more than it was in 2000.
George Will, you tell average Americans that they are better off today than they were in 2000 or 2001, and they will not believe you.
I will. They are. No! No! Are you better off than you were in 2000, 2001? I don't think so. I mean, talk about a disconnect. Talk about a huge disconnect. And the questions, the real issues are not being addressed. The real issues, like, we're $9 trillion in debt. $30,000 for every single man, woman, and child in the United States. Over $100,000 per family of debt that we owe Saudi Arabia and China and the Bush family, because they own some of our debt as well. That our trade policies are, well, let's borrow money from China so that we can buy things from China. Now, what's the result of that? Well, you get to buy cheap stuff from China, and China ends up with a bunch of dollars. And they use those dollars to do what? To buy us, to buy our companies, to buy our businesses, to compete with us, to build a military that will compete with us militarily, to build an industrial infrastructure that will compete with us in industry. We have become the definition of a third world country. As I said before, we used to be the number one creditor to the nation. When Reagan came into office, we were the world's number one creditor. More countries owed us money than any other country in the world. Today, we're the number one debtor in the history of the world. We used to be the largest manufacturer of exported goods in the world. We beat Japan, we beat Germany, we beat everybody when Reagan came into office. Today, we, instead of being the largest exporter of manufactured goods, we are the largest importer of manufactured goods in the world. We are now a third world country. It's just a matter of time before we figure it out And this is why I said early in the last hour, if you were to denominate gasoline, U.S. gasoline, in euros instead of dollars, we're paying $2.15 a gallon for it right now, based on how the dollar's collapsed against the euro.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Remy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Does your business want to reach the highest potential by tapping into the gay and lesbian high disposable income market? How about having your business seen by over 350,000 readers? Then the Arizona Pride Guide and its sister website, GayArizona.com, is your advertising vehicle to do just that. The Arizona Pride Guide is a statewide resource guide for business listings from A to Z and a travel and relocation resource as well. All this in one guide, one prize, and all year exposure. Have your business listed in print and online for as little as $17 a month. Join 1480 KPHX and many other progressive businesses in promoting your business to the gay and lesbian community. Now, are you ready to grow your business? We can get you listed online at GayArizona.com within 72 hours. Call the Arizona Pride Guide and GayArizona.com at 602-466-2501. That's 602-466-2501. The Arizona Pride Guide, covering the Arizona GLBT community from A to Z.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some explicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 5to9 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 5to9 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created the Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480kphx.
There once was a musical troupe, a pickin' singin' folk group. They sang the mountain ballads and the folk songs of our land. They were long on musical ability. Folks thought they would go far. but political incompatibility led to their downfall. Well, the one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Well, time for another Berlusconi alert. Oh, Silvio, you're a never-ending source of entertainment to us. Or is it terror to your own people? Silvio Berlusconi, here's this guy. He's a small-time crook and businessman in Italy. And he buys a radio station, and then he buys a TV station, and then he buys a newspaper, and then he buys another radio station, and then another radio station, and then another TV station, and pretty soon he buys a radio network, and then he buys a TV network, and then he buys another radio network, and then another TV network, and pretty soon he owns all the radio networks and all the TV networks, and most of the newspapers in Italy, except for the state-owned, you know, their equivalent of NPR, that's his great enemy. And then he runs for prime minister. Gee, and what a surprise, he wins. He wins two terms. Then he got kind of bounced out for one term after he got busted for corruption, and now he's back. And he's back with some very strange policies. You wonder if this is inspired by his lunch with George W. Bush 2 days ago. This story by Nick Pisa in the Scotsman. Soldiers are to be deployed in Italian cities as Silvio Berlusconi, the prime minister, cracks down his crime as part of his government's new security domestic security package. Yeah, Mussolini would have loved this. The troops, drawn from those who have served abroad, will patrol alongside regular state police and carabinieri paramilitary police. Defense Minister Ignacio La Russa said, "We are talking about a contingent of 2,500 troops who will patrol alongside ordinary police. Opposition MPs and police unions do not share their enthusiasm. They say troops on the streets are only seen in places like Bogota, Colombia, against terrorists and armed insurrectionists. The idea of militarizing cities gives an impression of insecurity and will affect tourism and the economy." Berlusconi, though, is not backing down. In fact, he's going to expand his guys with guns, with AK-47s, guys back from Afghanistan and Iraq. He's going to expand the role of them to Rome, Milan, Naples, Florence, Genoa, Bologna. Is that how you pronounce it? Bologna? Bologna? Turin, Palermo, Bari, and Venice. Good old Silvio. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And, oh my, let's see here. Patty in Columbus, Ohio, you want to pick up on the insurance theme of the last hour. Hey, Patty.
Excuse me?
Hi, you are on the air.
Oh, hi. I did want to talk about the interview where the woman was talking about buying health insurance. This makes me furious whenever I hear this, and I heard John McCain talking about a tax credit for buying health insurance. The point that they leave out is that only healthy people can buy health insurance. I tried for several years. My partner could not be covered under my insurance at the employer that I had, but she had a pre-existing heart condition.
Ouch.
And I would repeatedly send $2,000 and $3,000 premiums, the startup money, and then a nurse comes to your house and takes your health history, and they would kindly send my money back.
Yep.
And
it's called cherry picking in the industry.
And no one ever addresses how people who have ever been sick. In fact, I think probably John McCain could not buy insurance for himself if he wanted.
No, he couldn't.
Would address the idea of the pre-existing condition. It doesn't matter if you make a good living. We had the money to buy health insurance. No one would take our money to buy health insurance.
Yeah.
And I never hear anyone address that piece when they talk about tax credits for buying health insurance or all these options for buying health insurance.
Yeah. Now, this whole free market thing is nuts. Patty, thank you very much. Very well said. I mean, it is plain old flat out crazy to assume that the health insurance companies are all of a sudden going to start behaving against their own best interests simply because John McCain gave each one of us an extra $5,000 in tax rebates so that we could buy health insurance. I'm not buying it. Patricia in L.A., we got a minute before the break. Patricia, what's up?
Yes, thank you for taking the call. Preventative health, you know, public paid, you know, government paid preventative health care insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Let the drug companies continue to have health insurance to cover drug care, surgery to cover surgery care,
mm-hmm.
but government paid preventative health care for the public, including everything that means, you know, education on real food, nutrition,
annual checkups, mammograms, PETs, PEP screening, heart screening, all that kind of stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, but teaching people how to care for themselves, giving them the real deal. It's not about drugs and surgery. It's about how to take care of yourself, how to stay well.
Yeah, that was the point Dr. Louis Malmadrona made in our program a couple weeks ago, my friend who's a professor of medicine up in Canada. And he said, you know, so much of our illness is absolutely preventable. Or it could be caught very early. And the big problem in the United States, it's not a problem in Canada, thank you, Patricia. The big problem in the United States is that it doesn't get caught early because people can't afford to go to the doctor because they don't have health insurance or they have health insurance with high deductibles or high premiums. And it's a huge hassle. And so in Canada, you just show up and you say, hey, here I am. Oh, cool. All right. 28 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
The number of U.S. households owning pets grew 12.6% between 2001 and 2006, rising to 68.7 million from 61 million in that five-year period. We had five cats, so I guess we're at the top of our kitty litter tolerance. We'll stick with no more than five. I took the Purina One Challenge with Higgins about 2 years ago, and I still remember the healthy changes I saw when we switched. He has a shinier coat, more energy. Are you skeptical to give Purina One a try with your pet? Not sure what to expect? How about a healthy energy level, healthy skin and coat, clean teeth, fresh breath? It's true. A change in pet food can mean healthy changes in your pet. And speaking of changes, Purina One Cat Foods has a new look. See the new packages on shelves at a store near you. What if you could change your cat's health for the better? Hey, I was skeptical at first, too, but I saw changes in Higgins. Why don't you take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, and get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One that's right for your kitten, adult, or senior cat.
Why should you consider investing in gold today? Well, number one, it's simply a smart strategy. Many experts believe that adding gold to your portfolio may improve its performance. In fact, it's proven to give investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks the last 3 years alone. Number two, it's guaranteed. When you buy a stock, it's paper that can be worth $100 a share today and nothing tomorrow. When you invest in Gold American Eagles, you get the only gold coins whose weight, content, and purity are guaranteed by the U.S. government. And when you have Blanchard & Company on your side, you get a double guarantee because they guarantee to buy back your gold anytime you want to sell. So if you want proven performance and an asset that has been in demand for 3,000 years, call Blanchard & Company. They have a very special radio offer on Gold American Eagles right now. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Visiting Iraq, I'm Sandy Kozel. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama spoke with Iraq's foreign minister today about the war, telling him he looks forward to seeing him in Baghdad before the November election. President Bush, on his farewell tour of Europe, is in Belfast, noting that Northern Ireland has come a long way from its days of bloodshed.
I'm impressed by the progress that is being made toward peace and reconciliation.
Although water is receding in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, Governor Chet Culver says there are new problems ahead for a string of towns along the Mississippi River.
We are dealing with an unprecedented level of flooding across our state.
Illinois National Guard soldiers are helping fortify levees along a 15-mile stretch of the Mississippi near Quincy. Farther south, residents are evacuating the river town of Grafton. At the U.S. Open playoff, Tiger Woods has a one-shot lead over Rocco Mediate after eight holes. The Dow is down 3 points. I'm Sandy Kozell.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
The Mike Malloy Show.
These Christian fundamentalists who now have taken over the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and in some of the highest ranking offices of the Air Force, these people see their mission as to trigger Armageddon. Because after all, this is what Jesus wanted, or God wanted, or some fairy in the sky wanted. And it's their mission.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues.
Well, here's an interesting little news flash. Patty Solis Doyle, the former manager of the Clinton campaign, has now joined the Obama campaign. She will fill the role of chief of staff to the vice presidential nominee, a person as yet unnamed. Well, that's interesting. Does that mean that Hillary will be the vice presidential nominee? The Obama campaign has sent out a press release highlighting a swath of new hires as they gear up for the general election. One of them is Patty Solis Doyle. Doyle will fill the role of chief of staff to the vice presidential nominee. Interesting. Without a vice presidential nominee. So who do you think it's going to be? I don't know. I had reached the point where I was pretty skeptical that Hillary Clinton would be on the ticket, but I could easily build a good case for it. I honestly don't know. I think I can predict with some reasonably high level of certainty that the Republican vice presidential nominee is going to be Mitt Romney or Bobby Jindal. Probably Mitt Romney. I know that the uber conservatives are not all that fond of him. They would prefer to see Bobby Jindal, who yesterday said that he doesn't believe in evolution. And he wants his children taught creationism in the public schools. Yeah. But nonetheless, we'll see. But on the Democratic side, man, it is, as far as I can tell, it's pretty wide open. 1-866-303-2270. Dusty in Bainbridge Island, Washington, listening on Talk 1090 KPTK. You had a great point to make about prisons.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Tom. I love your show.
Thank you, Dusty.
You bring up so many great topics. But going back a couple of topics, yeah, mm-hmm. I hear from people, when we go through all the reasons we can't have single-payer good health insurance and coverage for people our country, that one of the things that used to stop me was they'd say, we can't afford it. You know, there's no way, you know, I can't pay 50% of my taxes. Well, I heard on the radio
mm-hmm.
that our state, its top line item for expenditure is justice and corrections. So that would be
right.
All the courts and all the prisons.
Right. We have more people in prison in the United States than any other country in the world, either on a per capita basis or just in absolute numbers. More than China with 1.3 billion citizens.
It's just amazing.
It's a huge industry.
I'm not a person who says that, you know, once somebody gets incarcerated, they should suffer with diseases and not get health treatment. But,
yeah.
You know, okay, so the second line item in Washington State is health coverage for state employees and all the people in prison.
Mm-hmm.
That is so. If we're already paying so much money to a system, but it's sort of it's a kind of a pyramid where people who can't afford health insurance or don't have the kind of employment where they can get health insurance. If your family had two workers and they were, you know, working at McDonald's and waiting tables and doing, you know. They don't get any health insurance,
right.
but think of all the taxes that they pay, so that state workers and you know, people that take care of the prisoners and the prisoners and, you know, just, they're paying for Christine Gregoire to have health insurance.
Yeah, it really is pretty loony when you get right down to it. And Dusty, thanks for calling and making the point. The larger picture here is, where are our priorities? Do we really want to be the nation that has the most people in prison of all nations on earth? I mean, is that really our priority? Number one. And beyond that, number two, do we really want to be the ones who don't offer health care to our own citizens, and instead, you know, throw everybody in jail? Is it like the best way to get health care is to go to prison? It's tragic. It really is. Chris in Highland Lakes, New Jersey. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Everything you talk about, I think, goes back to the same thing. I think it's big business. They've taken over the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and the people who the doctors are really answering to. And if we have universal health care in this country, maybe it works in other countries, but I think the corruption going on here is so much that government health care is just going to keep feeding the people that are running these things and that are corrupt. I mean, look, we're not exactly the healthiest nation in the world. I mean, now all the people that smoke are going to have health care. All the people that eat McDonald's every day are going to have health care.
You don't want them to, Chris?
What?
You don't want them to?
It's not that I don't want them to, but I just feel like if I'm living a healthier lifestyle now, I'm going to be paying taxes for people that aren't. And then you look at our food supply.
Don't you think, Chris, that if all of us were paying for the collective cost of health care, if every single American knew that a good chunk of their taxes was going to pay for health care, and every single American knew that the cost of health care gets driven up by things like smoking, that smoking would become less socially acceptable much more rapidly?
Right, I agree, but I think at the same time, then I think you start losing rights because you start, then you can start passing legislation.
No, I'm not talking about legislation. I'm talking about social pressure. You're not going to legislate out tobacco use anymore, and you're going to legislate out people smoking pot. Actually, heroin is probably a better example because tobacco is more addictive than heroin. But the bottom line is, you're not going to legislate away that, you know, the use of that drug or the destruction that drug causes. But what you can do, and what we have seen just in the last 30 years, is a dramatic decrease in the use of tobacco in the United States because it's become socially unacceptable.
Right.
You know, the most effective campaign ad that was done by the Ad Council over the years was the ones where they showed, you know, the guy with missing all his teeth and his puffed in face and the woman whose face just was ravaged by smoking, basically, mm-hmm. and saying, you know, with a cigarette, saying smoking is sexy. It was far more effective than the scare ads. It was far more effective than all of the other ads that they've done. It was a way of just ridiculing people who smoke, and it created social pressure. I think the social pressure would be even greater if every time somebody smokes, they look around, and everybody who's looking at them thinks, someday I'm going to have to pay for the cost of treating that guy's lung cancer.
Right, I agree. Do you know?
So that's an advantage of a national health care system. That's not taking away rights.
Do you know something I found out recently about smoke, and I wonder if you ever reported on this? Like one of the biggest reasons they say the cause for lung cancer is because of the fertilizer they use in the country on tobacco.
Yeah, because it contains uranium.
It's polonium and lead.
That's right. Yeah.
Did you ever talk about Monsanto on your show?
Yeah, we have. Chris, we're wandering far afield here. I got a whole bunch of other callers who want to hop in, but thank you very much for the call. I do appreciate it. Gary in Seattle. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. A Canadian. Living in Seattle, I've been here since 95,
mm-hmm.
so I've kind of lived under both systems, and I've seen the benefits of both, and there are to each one.
Right.
When you're young and healthy, living in America isn't bad, but I think the brilliance of the Canadian system is that the health care isn't tied to your job, and
right.
that pays the dividends when you're old and you retire. In Canada, old people don't lose their home when a spouse gets sick.
Right, and in addition to that, by not tying it to your job, it encourages things like entrepreneurialism. It encourages a movement of labor in ways that allow the markets to reflect demand for labor. So, you know, it's like people don't stay stuck in dead end jobs simply because they have health insurance. They're more, I'm assuming that is the Canadians feel more mobile or at least freer in with regard to employment. It's a
definitely. Healthcare isn't a consideration in that. It's more job satisfaction.
So, yeah. So if you want to quit your job and start your own business, you don't have to worry about being uninsured, which is a major worry right now in the United States. You know, it used to be 30, 40 years ago, every small town in America, every little strip mall in big cities in suburban America were owned by local mom-and-pop shops. Now it's almost impossible to find local entrepreneurs doing business in the United States. And I think this whole healthcare problem has a big chunk of to do with that. Gary, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. Mike in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Mike.
Hi. Hi, Tom. I'm sorry if I'm a bit off topic, and if I seem at all disoriented, I should explain that I set my alarm so that I could call you in what for me is the middle of the night. I work nights and I sleep during the day.
Ah, okay.
And I don't get a chance to listen to you on the radio, so I end up listening to you later in the evening when I'm taking a walk or when I'm at work on my MP3 player.
Right, I understand. Mike, we have a minute before the break. A quick question?
Okay, I'll get right to the matter. About a year ago, I read in Newsweek and in The Nation about something that I believe is supposed to be happening in California this month. I haven't heard anything about it since then, and that is that a ballot proposal or a referendum or something changing the way they allocate their electoral votes in the general election.
Right, to be proportional. And to the best of my knowledge, that has died.
Oh.
It resurrected itself briefly and then it died again.
What an enormous relief. Because, yeah, I guess the winner of the popular vote would have gotten the two votes that represent the Senate vote, you know, because each state gets two votes.
California's every state's electoral vote is the combination of all their members of the House of Representatives and their two senators.
Right.
And right now it's winner take all across the United States.
Sure,
and California was going to go basically break it up into multiple whichever.
What I heard was that it would be whoever won the congressional district.
That's right. That's right.
You know, they would.
As far as I know, Mike, that's dead. Now, you know, stay tuned. Some of our listeners in California who are really wired into this may call and say, no, it's not dead. And in fact, I've heard that there are attempts by the Republicans to resurrect this. There will be attempts right up to the election. But as far as I know, right now it's dead. Thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you. 46, and thanks for the podcasting. 46 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, we've been talking and talking about gas prices and the solutions to high prices. One of the easiest ways to decrease the cost is to downsize to a smaller car. Small cars use less gas. Less gas means less cost. You get it. GM gets it, too. As you know, I have friends there. They let me drive their latest edition, the Saturn Astra. The Astra is based on one of GM's best-selling European models, and it has all the refinement you'd expect in a larger, more expensive vehicle. Not bad for a sport compact. The Astra offers an EPA estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway with an automatic transmission. But the really impressive technology here is what GM calls neutral idle technology. Basically, the transmission shifts to neutral during stops, like at traffic lights, and it saves gas. It's all part of GM's exploration of advanced technologies, how they're helping us to use less and less gas until the day when we use no gas at all. For more information on the Saturn Astra, go to www.gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. Enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue just north of Indian School Road or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee. Coffee with character.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
It's been one hell of a campaign already.
I will be the Democratic nominee.
But now, it's time to prepare for the main event. As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives need to unite to take our country back.
This has been a tough fight, but the Democratic Party is a family.
1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party on Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrates the beginning of a new American era. The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant, 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. All the details are at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company, Cecilia Cusimano with Three Point Wealth Management, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American males. Soul-saving, flag-waving, brush-loving, land-paving, personal friends to the quail. White diligently, working so hard to keep the free brains of this democracy. From tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot-smoking, barefooting, folks singing hippies like me.
Ah, yes. No more of those hippies. 51 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program. Just a real quickie here before we go to Ellen Ratner. George Bush talking to Adam Bolton of Sky News, Britain's Sky News, yesterday. And their political editor said, I'll let you listen to it in his own words.
I mean, you've talked a lot about freedom. I've heard you talk about freedom, I think, every time I've seen you.
Yes.
And yet there are those who would say, look, let's take Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib and rendition and all those things. And to them, that is the complete opposite of freedom.
Of course, if you want to slander America, you...
Yeah, of course, if you want to slander America, you can mention those things. Oh, my. Ellen Ratner, yeah, people slandering America, like the FBI, who issued a report saying that what was done at Guantanamo Bay was illegal. McClatchy newspapers today with their this huge investigation they've done all over the world, saying perhaps hundreds of men in Afghanistan, Cuba, and elsewhere are there on the basis of flimsy or fabricated evidence, old personal scores, or bounty payments. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Hey, Ellen, what's on your mind today?
Well, lots of things, actually. Let's start out with the president saying that they're going to freeze assets of the Iranian bank and that this is going to be sort of the first steps in terms of what they're going to do with us. This was at this joint press conference with Prime Minister Gordon Brown. And he is going to be part of that. What's interesting about this is, I got to tell you, every time I go down the Dubai River, which is frequent because it's a nice little tourist spot, I see a huge, huge, beautiful new building, which is the Iranian Bank building. And this is going to have reverberations in a whole lot more than Iran.
So they're going to, what, freeze the assets of the Iranian bank in the United States?
I guess so, and Britain or anywhere else they can get a hold of it.
So this is going to be multilateral. This is the U.S., the U.K., France, the Security Council countries are doing this?
I don't know that France is in on it. At this point, it just looks like Britain, but who knows?
Yeah, but Sarkozy is just gung-ho for this. He's so loving the idea of being the George Bush of France.
Right. So, my guess is he'll come in on it also, but... But at this point today, that was the only thing that was announced.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
And President Bush was also asked that, is it possible you got it wrong? Mm-hmm. Would you share at this point those slightly more reflective sentiments? And the president said that it was the right thing to do for our security. Removing Saddam Hussein was not wrong, was the right thing for peace, was the right thing for 25 million Iraqis. And now he said the fundamental question is whether we're going to have the willpower and patience to help the Iraqis develop a democracy in the heart of the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. And why don't we just listen to them when they say they would like us to leave?
Right.
They'd like some sovereignty. I mean, this whole SOFA thing, the status of forces agreements,
right?
Because
that we can't agree on.
That's right. Because the UN authorization at the time that Bush invaded Iraq, it was illegal for him to do so because Resolution 1440 called for a Security Council meeting, called for testimony by Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei saying that Iran was in noncompliance, and then called for a vote before any of the member states could attack Iraq. Excuse me. We attacked nonetheless. 6 months later, Bush and some of our allies principally Britain, Tony Blair, got the UN to pass a resolution that said what we did was legal. And that resolution, retroactively, is expiring at the end of this year. And so there has to be a new agreement, some sort of new legal framework that makes it legal for the U.S. to continue having troops in Iraq. And the Iraqis, and it has to be negotiated with Iraq, because now we're claiming Iraq is a sovereign country. And the Iraqis are saying, we're not sure we want you.
Exactly. I mean, that's my favorite word, but I got to tell you.
Yeah, I love it.
Have it right on that one.
I love it.
Okay. A couple other interesting things. Today, a U.S. District Court judge decided that the White House's Office of Administration is not subject to FOIA laws that would require them to release documents about the missing emails, and that was filed by CRU, the Citizen for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
Right.
I'm sure they will appeal that.
Well, that was a release to the public. Now, what about releasing that to Henry Waxman's House Oversight Committee?
I don't know that is a part of that yet, and that will obviously be a whole different case, and, of course, Henry Waxman can ask for those records.
Right.
as his oversight.
Yeah, I've...
But then they will claim the three branches of government, et cetera,
yeah,
et cetera.
Quack, quack, yeah.
The Supreme Court also said that they're going to decide whether Attorney General Ashcroft and Mueller, FBI director, can face lawsuits by prisoners detained after September 11th who said that they were subject to ethnic and religious discrimination. And this was filed by a Pakistani Muslim. He spent 6 months in solitary confinement. He's since been deported to Pakistan. And this went to the appellate court and now will go to the Supreme Court.
Hmm. Over whether when the Bush administration abuses people illegally, they can be sued. I'm assuming that this is a lawsuit against government and not against the individuals personally.
I am not sure. I think it's actually maybe the lawsuit against them personally. My brother's an expert in this, but there's a statute called the 1983 statute. Now, it involves when somebody interferes with your civil rights, but I don't know right. whether it only refers to the United States citizens or other citizens.
Oh, fascinating. Okay.
And it was not done in 1983, but it's a 1983
right.
statute.
Right. It's like part 1983 of some law or something
exactly.
like that. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Ellen Rander with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thank you so much, Ellen, for dropping by. Great talking with you. Coming up tomorrow, I'll be debating attorney and author Stephen Holbrook about guns. Should the Supreme Court uphold the D.C. gun ban? What would the Founding Fathers do? Plus, former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman's dropping by with an update on his case. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People. And remember, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Tag. You're it. Have a great one. See you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Ty Pennington here. When you add extra insulation, you're doing more to protect your house. How about doing more to protect your heart?
If you're on an asthma regimen, ask your doctor about New Bear with Heart Advantage. It's the first and only low-dose aspirin product that lowers the risk of a heart attack and has phytosterols to lower cholesterol. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin or modify an aspirin regimen. New Bear with Heart Advantage. More protection for your heart.
Use as directed. Hi, I'm Stormy Simon. Overstock.com is an online department store where everything's always on sale. You can save up to 70% on clothing, pearls, diamond jewelry, furniture, down comforters, digital cameras. We have thousands of items on sale. No matter how many items you buy, the whole order will ship to you for just $2.95, even if it's 100 things. We also have a customer service team available for you 24 hours a day. Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen & Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen & Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen & Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The National Guard is being called out in Illinois to help with sandbagging along the Mississippi River in Quincy. Levees around the river have been washed out in several spots by high floodwaters. Sandbagging also underway in Burlington, Iowa. Meanwhile, this woman was shocked to see her home after the floodwater started to go down in Cedar Rapids.
It's hard to believe. You know, you come in your house one day and it's perfectly fine. You walk out your next day and, you know, it's going to be a complete disaster.
President Bush plans to visit the region later this week once he returns from Europe. California just hours away now from becoming the second state in the country to legalize gay marriage. Workers in a number of county offices plan to stay late to accommodate couples who want to tie the knot right away. This man is among those looking forward to taking his vows.
It's going to be very sweet to get married with our parents, our brothers and sisters, our cousins, and our dear friends there with us.
Opponents of gay marriage are looking forward to the November election when a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage is on the ballot. 1 in 8 babies in the United States is born premature, and that's a number that has risen steadily for 2 decades with no signs of stopping. Dr. Diane Ashton is with the March of Dimes.
We've seen a 30% increase in preterm births over the last 2 decades. And despite all of the research and the efforts that have been ongoing, we're still seeing those rates continue to rise nationally.
The government has now begun an unprecedented push to figure out why those rates are up. A White House office that has records of about millions of possibly missing emails does not have to make them public. A federal judge has ruled the Office of Administration is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. The drama at the U.S. Open continues. Through 13 holes, Tiger Woods leads Rocco Mediate by just one stroke in an 18-hole playoff. A wild ride for oil prices today, with crude nearing $140 for the first time before dropping back. And on Wall Street, all of the major indices are up, but slightly. This is AP Radio News. Barack Obama told reporters today he plans to go to Afghanistan and Iraq before the November election. He spoke today with the Iraqi